AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A nighttime vigil for Virginia Tech's victims.
We join to share in the grief, to share in the healing process.
Questions about campus security.
I'm confused about why they didn't take other precautionary measures.
And early warning signs.
I thought this is a really worrying thing.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It was a night of sorrow and remembrance, but also one of shared spirit on the Virginia Tech campus. As Rob Milford reports from Blacksburg, Virginia, thousands came together in memory of the 32 students killed in Monday's campus rampage by Cho Sung Hui.
The sea of candles across the drill field at Virginia Tech is unlike anything you've ever seen. It goes for hundreds of yards. There are many thousands of candles. One at a time, they've been lit, the candles raised high, to show, as the speaker said a moment ago, that we are the Hokie Nation. We are the Hokie family.
This is Jim Crisula on the Virginia Tech campus. They are heartfelt, poignant messages on huge pieces of paper and boards set up around the center of campus. Some of the messages read, God bless VT, Hokies United. Stay strong, Hokie Nation. Another one, God bless you, Hokie Nation.
As the investigation into Monday's bloodbath picks up pace, questions persist about why the campus wasn't locked down after the first killings. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi.
Campus police say moments after two students were killed at West Ambler, they secured the dorm. Students who live there tell a different story. Jessica Rudicelli said 1 hour after the shooting at Ambler, she walked right out of the dorm.
Did anyone say anything to you prior to leaving?
No. I mean, my roommate was asleep. Everybody else I passed in the hall didn't really say anything.
The dorm was not secure. The gunman was on the loose, and students wouldn't be told anything for another 2 hours.
The New York Times says new information indicates police apparently were following up what turned out to be a bad lead, searching for the boyfriend of the first woman killed in the belief that he may have been the one responsible for the shootings. Virginia Governor Tim Kaine is appointing a special panel that he says will focus on the shooter and how the school responded to the crisis.
I would view the after-action review as encompassing the entire matter, what was known about this individual, the events of the day, and the response thereto.
What is known about the young man who methodically killed so many of his fellow students and others before turning the gun on himself? Well, on Monday morning, Karen Grewal, who's one of his roommates, says he noticed nothing out of the ordinary in Cho's behavior.
Went to the bathroom about 5 o'clock. He came in. You know, I saw him. Looked normal as usual. No expression on his face. You know, didn't seem angry or, you know, sad or anything. Just a normal look on his face.
Who was Cho Sung Hui? We now have more insight into his personality. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And students like Sarah Stevens say Cho never said much of anything, didn't interact.
He usually sat in class and I never heard him speak once in 3 years.
Creative writing professor Lucinda Roy was troubled by the things Cho wrote, some violent and profane.
I've been teaching 22 years, and there have only been a couple of times when I've thought this is a really worrying thing, and this was one of them.
She took her evidence to campus police.
They would say, but there's nothing explicit here. He's not actually saying he's going to kill someone.
In one class, on a sign-in sheet, Cho entered a question mark, and when asked about it by a professor, said nothing. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was last month, police say the records show, that Cho traveled to Roanoke, Virginia to buy a 9mm Glock semi-automatic handgun and a box of ammunition. It came from the shop owned by John Markle. He says the sale was completely routine.
He was not nervous at all in purchasing the gun. He knew what he was doing. He'd had some knowledge of the gun. Just a typical sale, wasn't anything out of the ordinary.
Markle says he doesn't feel responsible, but says knowing the gun came from his store only makes the tragedy that much worse. There's been a huge outpouring of emotion, and much of it has come online at tribute websites and gathering places such as MySpace and Facebook. CBS's Daniel Seberg says messages from around the world made yesterday Facebook's busiest day ever.
Messages from Singapore, India, Switzerland. Rest in peace. Our hearts go out to the loved ones.
5 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update, honoring the dead. Over 100 people turned out in Denver last night at a memorial for victims of the Virginia Tech shootings. The memorial by the Denver chapter of the Tech Alumni Association was held at Bethany Lutheran Church. Alums like Paige Thompson were there.
I just started bawling. That's the spirit of Virginia Tech. That's who we are. That's why we're so close.
A similar service will be held at CSU today at noon. A candlelight vigil will be held at CU Boulder tonight. Boulder High School ramping up security after a threat found in a boy's bathroom last month reading, "Everybody dies April 19th. The principal says students reported seeing similar messages shortly after the shootings at Virginia Tech. He's asking police to step up their presence at the school today and tomorrow. And the State House has given initial approval to a bill aimed at protecting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. If passed, it would allow victims to keep their real addresses confidential from public records and obtain a substitute address that would be used as their official mailing address. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you. Good morning. Great drive so far for the start of our midweek commute here around the metro. Really nothing to bog you down. No wrecks, stalls. It looks like all the overnight construction gone now. We do have a problem in Weld County, though. Westbound I-76 blocked now. East of Brush, that's due to a rolled semi-hazardous material spill there. And about a half mile of backup already. So that's one good spot to try to avoid if you can. In the high country, westbound I-70 Genesee, we have a lot of big rigs pulled off on the right shoulder, just causing some curiosity slowing there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and windy with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 66. Tonight's an evening shower.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
But if you're playing outside.
But if you were, Carlos, today would be a good day to go.
Oh, man, today would be a great day. I'd be calling in sick, playing 36.
Yeah. Few thunder showers shouldn't get in anybody's way. Speaking of people's fixation with golf, I'd like to take this time at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk to thank the local CBS affiliate here, Channel 4, which will not be airing the American Le Mans series from Houston, but instead will be airing Senior Golf.
Amen.
No, not amen. Thanks a lot, Channel 4. All right. Day two.
What, you don't like watching a bunch of 65, 70-year-olds play golf?
I don't make that choice. I would not make that choice over my intense interest in seeing how the Flying Lizard race team from Sonoma, California does in the G2 category.
Whatever that is.
And my immense like of Jörg Bergmeister and my intense desire to see him duel it out with Jamie Mello on the track.
These are some household names.
Well, okay, who in Senior Golf is a household name?
Hale Irwin.
Oh, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm shocked. There's hope for me. I'm not saying that I like mainstream sports. I never made that claim. But is Hale Irwin the best name you can come up with?
Probably. I don't think Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer play in any of those senior events anymore.
Okay, well, I rest my case. All right, we've learned a lot more about what has gone on in Virginia. And this morning at 7, we're going to talk to our guest, Ross McMillan. He's associate professor and interim director in the Department of Sociology at the University of Minnesota. He's taught classes on school shootings and researched the topic for nearly 20 years, and we'll see what he has to say about it. I got a lot of complaints from you about the whole gun control issue. So at 8 o'clock, we'll have Arnold Grossman on. He has been incredibly active in advocating gun control, spurred by his closeness to the Columbine tragedy. In 2000, he co-founded Safe Colorado, a bipartisan advocacy group dedicated to a reasonable gun control. And we'll have him on. We'll talk about this. There's an article today in the New York Times about now the whole debate about guns is going to come back up again. And then how did the media look at this whole thing, and what were some of the things that were being said? We delayed Paul Waldman on Tuesday for this because of the shooting. We'll have him on this morning after 9 o'clock to talk about the media and about some people in the media who attempted to take this and they attempted to try to spin it and made some pretty incredible accusations about this before they had complete knowledge of what had gone on. Now, Keith Olbermann had a controversial piece last night about this on Countdown. So what I want to do is, we borrowed it from MSNBC and from Countdown, and we thank them for that. And, John, let's take a little early break now, and then we'll come back, we'll play this. And I would love, for those of you that are up this time of the morning, I'd love to get your reaction to what Olbermann and Richard Wolff had to say about the situation in Virginia versus what's going on. Excuse me. Boy. Versus what's going on in Iraq. So we'll deal with that a little bit. And this is kind of a controversial position on Olbermann's part. And we'll see what you think about it. And that's coming up 6:16, 16 minutes after 6. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina now takes a look at traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A pretty smooth start to your hump day drive, as right now we are stalling accident-free across the metro. Also, overnight construction should be wrapping up here in a few minutes, so no worries this morning as you make your way out the door. Right now, I-25, I-70, and 225 across Aurora all topping out with speeds in the mid-50s. Easy goes through Commerce City, down 270 and I-76, and absolutely no problems getting in and out of Boulder down that turnpike. Denver weather today, partly cloudy and windy with a thunderstorm or two possible, high of 64. Tonight we could see rain early on, but clear skies after midnight, low of 40. Tomorrow, windy with a few clouds from time to time, expect a high of 57. In Denver, it's 44 degrees, 42 in Boulder. I'm Kelly Parton, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Coverage begins at 5:30 with Nuggets courtside, and then don't miss the Nuggets locker room report immediately following the game. Altitude, available on Dish Network, Channel 410.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So, that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story, read others, diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Traffic with Gina Michaels. Oh, Gina, your voice has changed. 20 minutes after 6. What can you do? You just got to laugh. Isolated thunderstorms, high today of 70. All right, Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown. I don't know how many of you watch Countdown. I watch it religiously. Ran a pretty controversial segment, I think. Now, I had a guy call me yesterday and tried to tie these shootings into the Bush administration, and I stopped him because I think it's wrong to try to do this with any administration. This stuff has been going on for a long, long time in this country. And most notably 8 years ago with Columbine, what lessons we learn from this, do we take those lessons and do we try to affect any kind of change? I really don't think so, except many of us walked away with personal lessons from Columbine. For me, I totally and completely changed my style on the air after Columbine. But I don't know if this has so much to do with Bush's policies, but what I think this has to do with this, this has to do with the idea that we are deeply shocked and saddened, and all of us should be, about what went on in Blacksburg, Virginia. But during the time that we've been talking about this, and also about IMUS, which I thought was a fairly big thing and worth talking about, we've been losing Americans in Iraq. So listen to Olbermann and Richard Wolff, who we've had on this show, from Newsweek. And then, if you're up this morning and you're in the mood to call, I want to hear what you have to say about this. Let's roll the Olbermann piece.
It is an unspeakable and overwhelming tragedy. Up to 30 young Americans killed violently, pointlessly, and the rest of us left with an urgent and almost helpless feeling that somebody could have done something to prevent it, and that everybody must do something to protect the next potential victims. And yet the same number of young Americans of approximately the same age have died in Iraq in the last 10 days. Clearly, while one might take issue with the comparison, one cannot ignore the similarities. Moreover, in a practical sense, the deaths in Iraq could have been much more readily prevented and the desire much more easily fulfilled to protect the next potential victims there. Our third story in the Countdown, no one questions a nation's grief about Virginia Tech, but have we suppressed our grief about Iraq? Today, the president told the PAC Memorial Service at Virginia Tech that this was a day of sadness for the entire nation, that, quote, people who never met you are praying for you. And, of course, he's right. Flags fly at half-staff across the nation. Memorial services are being held at other campuses. At the University of Texas in Austin, the site of America's first mass killing on a campus, the clock tower Charles Whitman used as a perch to kill 16 people. It will be darkened. After all, the deaths of 32 mostly young Americans in Blacksburg are extraordinary and extraordinarily sad. Unfortunately, in Iraq, it is a very ordinary occurrence. According to the latest Iraq coalition casualty count figures, in just the last 10 days, 32 American troops, many the same age as those Virginia Tech students, have died. And about the same number of Iraqi civilians die in shootings and bombings in and around just Baghdad every day. So it seems fair to ask the question, if the violent deaths in Virginia send a nation into shock and expressions of concern and anxiety, why isn't the continuous flow of American blood in Iraq generating a similar reaction? Why isn't our flag permanently at half-staff?
For a political analysis of this, let's turn to Richard Wolff, Chief White House Correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Thanks for your time tonight, Richard.
Good evening, Kate.
Right now in Colorado, there is a dispute over the placement of a monument to a Navy SEAL who was killed in Afghanistan. It's a statue of him holding a rifle. It's right near two schools. Some parents are not happy about it. Of course, the statue is supposed to be put up in Littleton, Colorado, where Columbine High School is. Do you sense a difference between how we treat deaths at home like this in Virginia and deaths in Iraq? And is that difference invisible to the people who are creating the difference?
Well, I would never want to take anything away from the very justified shock people have at the campus killings, but we have become hardened to the killings in Iraq and the civilian and military deaths there, and we have to ask ourselves how we got into this position. And I think the answer is that initially we felt there was a purpose to the war, and a sense that 9/11 had maybe distorted the costs we were prepared to bear in any armed conflict because of the scale of the civilian deaths in 9/11. Now you have to look at whether the sacrifice is worth it, because the debate in Iraq isn't about the people who've died so much as the people who are still being asked to make that ultimate sacrifice. And the question is, have we lost sight of what we're trying to do in Iraq now? And are the deaths, the future deaths, worth it?
Richard, politically, for whatever Congress may do, may not do about funding, timelines, etc., deadlines, pullouts, are the lives and deaths of those kids there, many of them the same ages, same aspirations as the kids at Virginia Tech who died yesterday, some of them in the Army to put themselves through college, have the deaths been taken out of the political equation? Have even the war's opponents de-emphasized the individual tragedies of military deaths?
Well, I don't think people see them as individuals, which is sad. Some of the hometown newspapers do, and that's the right way to treat it. But look at the debate now about who's going to play this game of chicken, who's going to blink first on the spending and the timelines, the deadlines. Really, what we've lost in the last couple of weeks of a focus on things like Don Imus and this awful shootings in Virginia is the lack of progress. In fact, the backward movement in terms of the politics in Iraq. If there's ever a purpose for people to die, for the troops to die in Iraq, it's so that Iraqi politicians can step up to the plate. What we've seen in the last few days is suicide bomb in the Iraqi parliament, the withdrawal of supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr for the Iraqi government. These are backward steps. So you've got to ask yourself, what is the strategy? Why is it worth American troops to die over there right now?
Should we be asking some of these questions about the different reactions inwards? Is television part of this with due respect to everyone involved in coverage there? It is a lot easier to go 24/7 from Blacksburg, Virginia, and tell that story than it is to go 24/7 from Baghdad into Crete and tell one of those stories.
Well, it's extraordinarily difficult, and of course the correspondents out in Iraq are taking enormous personal risk to deliver the stories we do see. But yes, we've become hardened in the news media to the Iraq story. 4 years into the war, it's hard to get people's attention. And remember also, we have the self-imposed taboo here about showing death, about dead bodies, and that's a very real fact of life in any war. I think that also contributes to the idea that somehow these deaths don't really mean as much as something closer to home.
Does this thing at Virginia Tech influence the debate about Iraq, or do they just, these two things just kind of continue to run down parallel tracks without anybody recognizing the similarities?
Sadly, I think they are a separate track. We are going to see the value of American lives differently from the value of lives overseas, and that's sad, but it's true of all countries around the world. It's just it's a sad fact of life until we wake up and see that those people dying in overseas are just as valuable as they are here.
Richard Wolff of The Washington Post and, forgive me, of Newsweek and MSNBC. As always, Richard, great thanks for your time.
Thanks, Keith.
All right, there's Keith Olbermann and Richard Wolff. That's courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC, and we thank them for that. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, what do you make of that? And the fact that there is outrage, there's shock, there's sadness over what has happened in Virginia, and there should be, and there should be concern by all of us, but what about Americans the same age who are losing their lives in Iraq? There is, doesn't seem to be that kind of shock and that kind of outrage. In fact, I've noted before on this show, and I'll note it again, that even approaching the subject of Iraq with most of you is a non-starter. It does not inspire a lot of phone calls, and I have even an email now ceased to get the kinds of email about this war that I used to get. And one of my favorite statements about this war was made by someone in the military, and I unfortunately don't remember where I got it from, but they said that the United States of America is not at war. The military is at war. And the whole argument over this statue in Littleton, to me, is so absurd and so wrong. And the idea that there just doesn't seem to be the outrage. Now, I'm not saying that we should all flood into the streets or that there should be a general strike next Monday. I'm not trying to make that case. And I'm also not trying to make the case that a lot of folks, a lot of you, and myself included, that we just don't care, because I don't believe that that's the case either. I believe in some degrees we all of us feel checkmated. In other words, we feel frustrated and discontent and angry to some degree about what's going on, but we're not sure exactly how to stop it or what to do about it. And I think there are a lot of Democrats, but I also think there are a lot of Republicans, and I think there are a lot of people in the middle who are not happy with what's going on here. They're not happy with what's transpiring. But what is the solution? What's the answer? Except the same arguments that we have all the time, which is there are those of us who want to get out. We want to get out. Some of us want a phase withdrawal. Some of us want to get out immediately. There are others who don't want to get out. They want to stay the course. There are some who are scared that if we get out, it'll be the wrong move. But there doesn't seem to be the outrage. Can we do it now? All right. We'll get a CBS News update coming up a little bit later, because that was unfortunately my problem. We missed that. But there doesn't seem to be the outrage. There doesn't seem to be the is it a case of Keith Olbermann, Richard Wolff, Jay Marvin, and others? Are we misreading the room? Is that what the problem is? We're just misreading the room. In other words, you're out there, you feel bad about what's going on, you are outraged, you are shocked, you shake your head every single day, you see this stuff going on, and you sit there and you say to yourself, but I don't know what else to do about this. I don't know what else to do. What can I do? Short of what I think is the unrealistic approach, and listen, I could be wrong about this, so you tell me if you think I'm wrong. The unrealistic approach of all of us streaming out into the streets and then demanding that things stop, which is not going to happen. All right. 303-713-7600. 6:32, it's 32 minutes after the hour. Is there a disconnect between what's going on in Iraq and what happens here? And why don't we have the same feelings about the deaths in Iraq that we do about this shooting in Virginia? And what's the difference between the two, which is what Keith Olbermann and also Richard Wolff were raising? Or, as I said before, maybe we're all misreading the room, and maybe you do have these feelings, but you feel like I do a lot of the time, that you got those feelings and you're just waiting for something to happen, or you're waiting for 08 to roll around, but you don't know how to fix this. All right, it's 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest issue right now is outside the city up in Weld County, westbound I-76, just east of Brush. Semi-rolled there. We have a major hazardous material spill. Looks like state police just closed westbound at exit 102, so I would expect some major delays. We already had about a mile of backup in that area. Again, westbound I-76 closed now at exit 102. So far, just the normal increase here in traffic around the metro, eastbound 270, I-76 to York, southbound 25 building up quickly from 104. To 84th. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and windy with some afternoon thunderstorms, high of 66, right now fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Before things really heat up this season, it may be a good idea to make sure your air conditioning system is ready for another long, hot summer.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Don't be misled. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh yeah, today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Going to be selling brand new vehicles at deeply discounted prices that all consumers will qualify for. Because of our special national purchase of vehicles, you can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several at these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise on the radio. For 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker, and Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices start tomorrow at noon. And two vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 637, 37 minutes after the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 70. By the way, Blacksburg police are back on the Virginia Tech campus. They have evacuated one hall there, and they are back on. They've surrounded a building, and they're back on the campus with an assault vehicle and numerous armed officers. And we don't know what the extent of that is, and we don't know what's going on there. But apparently, they have received a bomb threat. And we all know after Columbine, okay, copycats are out there. So we'll get an update on that coming up at 6:50 this morning. Meanwhile, we're talking about the disconnect between deaths in Iraq and the shootings here, as raised by Keith Oberman and Richard Wolf last night on Countdown. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, Jay?
Well, I'm hanging in okay. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, well, it's spring, so it's good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Overman. Actually, I liked him when he was on ESPN, but I don't agree with his politics. But, you know, I would disagree with his sentiment. You know, I think for many of us, we believe that Iraq is part of the long-term strategy to prevent what happened at Virginia Tech at the hands of Islamic radicals. And, you know, when he talks about why don't people care, well, if I was sitting there with him, I would have said, you know, Keith, you're one of the guys that wants to pull out right now. What do you think is going to happen to thousands, if not tens of thousands of lives in Iraq if we pull out? It's going to become a bloodbath.
Well, it's a bloodbath anyway. That's number one. And then number two, are you telling me that because we're there, they can't or never will or won't try to come here? I mean, they still will, whether we're there or not. And there's a couple of other components that I think you seriously need to look at. I think you seriously need to look at the idea that at some point, and you know that this point has been debated over and over again, but at some point, the Iraqis themselves are going to have to stand up. And they're going to have to do it themselves. Because if you really want something in life, whether it's in Iraq or Littleton, Colorado, or Denver, or Highlands Ranch, at some point, man, you got to get up and you got to get it yourself. And then there's a last component to this. And the last component is the most dangerous country in that region is not Iraq. It's Pakistan that has nuclear weapons and an unstable government. And the country next door to it, which is Afghanistan, which we did not finish the job there, the Taliban is at an all-time high resurgence, and we can't stop that either. And what, are those folks over there in Afghanistan, Steve, are they not a threat to us?
No, I don't disagree. But what I'm saying is the long-term strategy has to be one in which we have some sort of a footprint to start allowing the seeds of more freedom and tolerance in the region to grow.
You know something? The Iraqis don't want that. You know what the Iraqis want? Here's what they want. They want two things.
Mm-hmm.
One. Well, actually, they want three. One, they want us to leave. Two, they want to settle the matter between themselves, between the Sunnis and Shia, which has been going on now for a gazillion years.
Right.
And three, If you look at surveys that have been done there, they all indicate the same thing. You know what they really want? Here's what they want. They want a church-run state. And if that's really what they want, even though that's alien and foreign to you and I, well, if you're James Dobson, it's not. But even though it's alien and foreign to you and I, it's their country, man. We don't have a right to go to them and tell them what to do. Because if you accept the idea that we do, Then I want you to accept the idea that the mayor of Baghdad has a right to stand up and to tell you how Highlands Ranch should be run. And you would never accept that.
No, I understand, Jay. And that's part of the reason why I think we're there right now. Because Islamic radicals, through dozens of attacks on American citizens over the last 30 years, have basically said, you're going to do it our way, and when we don't do it their way, they blow up our peacekeepers in Lebanon, they blow up the towers in Africa, they attack us on 9/11. I think that's the part of this that's lost continually in this debate, is you're right, I don't care if they want to have an Islamic State in Iraq. The problem is, if they have an Islamic State in Iraq, we know at this point what part of the outcome of that is, which is eventually there's going to be attacks on U.S. interests, if not the United States.
Well, but you know something? But we don't know that. And the reason we don't know that is because you're always going to have a contingency of people who are going to be radical like that and who are going to believe that about us or anybody else that they think stands in their way. But the idea is that you go after those people and you kill them. You do not get into a situation, which we are stuck in now, where you are killing people and losing your own people and the consequences and the sum game is a minus. And there's no plan of any kind to get out. And we've heard all of this propaganda about, the surge is working. Well, Steve, is it really working? Because if it's working, why is the violence level there increasing?
Well, hang on. I'll get to that in a second. Here's the problem that we have with that situation, Jay, and with your whole argument. There are over 1 billion Muslims in the world, okay? The low-end estimates that I've heard are that 10% of them are of the radicalized position. That's 100 million people, Jay. So we have two different options that we can go with. We can try and find and kill those 100 million, or we can try, whether it was Iraq or Iran or whatever country, we can try and put in place a different culture or an openness to a different culture where maybe some, if not all, of those 100 million will have different options and different opportunities to see the world in a different way than they do now. And maybe they'll get to a point where, rather than wanting to come over here and fly planes into the World Trade Center, maybe they'll decide that they still don't really like us, but they'll sue us in the world court. Or,
well, I think
the UN Security Council.
I think those sentiments are all well and good, but I think the fundamental problem you have with that is that I don't know that it's 1 million. I don't know that anybody really knows what that count is. And I'll tell you something.
But we're talking about people are going to die.
Well, people are dying now. But I'll tell you something. To have the attitude that you have and that we have, the right and the notion and the idea that we can go into any country.
I don't.
And we can tell. Well, that's what you're advocating, that we can tell them.
It's absolutely not what I'm advocating.
Well, you most certainly are, because that's what we're doing.
That's your straw man argument.
No, it's not a straw man argument. It's reality based on the United States history.
Okay,
well, we have done this repeatedly, time and time again, Steve.
And why exactly? Okay, let's assume for a minute that were true. It's not, but we'll assume for a minute that
it's not true?
No, it's absolutely not true, Jay.
Okay, then let me give you an example of a neighboring country.
Okay.
Tell us all now how the Shah got into power in Iran.
Well, and that has to do with this how?
Well, no, you said that what I said wasn't true. Now I'm asking you to answer to me and to everybody else who's listening here this morning.
Okay.
I'm asking you to explain to us how the Shah got into power in Iran. Did the Iranians, did they go to the electoral booth and vote him in, or how did he get there?
No, he got into power through Western powers putting him in place. So if, because of that, you're saying that means that the United States just does whatever the heck we want, whenever
yes,
we want?
Basically, yes. Basically what it says is that when we feel that our interests are threatened and when we feel that there's a problem and we don't like economically what's going on, yes, we do intervene. And I can give you more examples other than Iran. I could keep going. And the point is, every time we do, mm-hmm. and every time we get ourselves into this, okay, somewhere down the line, it always ends up blowing back on us, and we always end up getting ourselves in deeper trouble than when we started. Because if you look at the history, if you look at the history of Iran, okay, who was there before the Shah, and how did that person get into office?
Well, I believe before that it was Iran not part of the British Empire, or that?
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect, and what you need to do, this is once again an example of something that I've talked about before, and I've been accused of being un-American for making these statements, and I'm not un-American. I own that flag as much as anybody does, but if you go back and look at the history of Iran, you go check it out, you'll find that the Iranians, in good faith, in democratic principles, went to the polls, chose an elected leader. The elected leader wanted to do things that America found against its economic interests. It had nothing to do with freedom, and we went in there and upset the apple cart only to have it blow back on us. And the same thing is happening in Iraq, Steve, and we went there for weapons of mass destruction. Well, there weren't any. Then we went there to topple Saddam Hussein. Well, you know what? We did that. Then we stayed around and said we're going to be there because they deserve freedom and openness, and democracy. Well, they don't have any freedom, they don't have any openness, and they don't have any democracy. And what's happening is people, dead bodies are ending up in the streets.
Well, but Jay, here's the problem, okay? There's two things. One, you start by saying that we just go wherever we want to go. But right now, we're not in Syria. We're not in Iran. We're not going to be in
Europe. Well, if this administration had its way, we would be.
No, that's not. Jay.
Oh, not really? You mean Dick Cheney has never made those statements?
Are you telling me that right now the administration wants to be there, but what? There's some magic ghost out there?
No, there's no magic. No, there's no magic ghost. The reason they're not there and the reason that they can't pull that off is because they got a problem. And you know what the problem is? The problem is Iraq, because they misread the situation, they ill-planned for it, they bungled the reconstruction, and now we're stuck and bogged down there.
Okay, that's fine. That's your opinion.
But no, that's not an opinion. You know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinions, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts. And those are a set of facts because this administration has mouthed that before.
Jay, the fact is we're not in Syria, we're not in Iran.
Fact is, we're not there because we can't go there, but if these people had their way, they would go there. Read the plan for a new American century and go look at what Dick Cheney has said and what Wolfowitz has said and what Pearl has said and what Fife has said and what they've, but Bolton has said and what they've all said. And you know something? You know, look, you and I are not going to agree on this. And you can live in unreality all you want, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, but, Jay, here's the second problem. You just got done talking about how they don't have freedom, they don't have democracy.
They don't.
Bodies all, okay, that's fair. And that is a debatable point. But what you're advocating is that we pull out.
Yes.
Now, if you're concerned about the dead bodies right now, what you're advocating is going to take those dead bodies and multiply them by
hundreds. What you're advocating is that we stay for no good reason, with no good purpose, and no good plan. I've got to run. I've got to get the news. Thank you. I appreciate the debate, and I hope you'll call me again, and I hope we'll debate it again. Let's get an update from CBS News, and then we'll take more calls. Well, Steve, I apologize. CBS is not there. Is it 10 o'clock yet? Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, with the exception of that big rig rollover we have out on the plains westbound I-76 near Brush, which now has that interstate completely shut down at exit 102, it's been a pretty quiet start to your day with wide-open highways in the metro area. I-25 at good speeds through the DTC and the bridges, just getting those usual busy conditions southbound through Thornton and North Glen. No worries for I-70 in the metro. We still have pretty excellent conditions in the high country. Just had some curiosity slowing around Genesee westbound. Several semis pulled off there on the right shoulder. Weather today, mostly sunny and windy with some afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 66. Tonight, evening showers, then clearing off, low of 34. Currently fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Before things really heat up this season, it may be a good idea to make sure your air conditioning system is ready for another long, hot summer.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Goldie Hawn, April 23rd at the Buell Theater. For more information and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Honey, our computer acts like it's possessed.
This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Let us come to your home or office and clean your computer with spyware and Trojans. We'll also teach you how to keep your system clean and safe in the future. All of this starting at just $89.95.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414. Or if you can get online, go to pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
No, I didn't find it. You know what? Really, we really need to we need to pull the plug and we just need to go home. We really do. Okay, you know what? I don't have it. I'm supposed to talk to you about the mortgage store, but guess what? I don't have it. I don't know where it went. My dog ate it. Missing. Okay, well, what do you want to do from here? 6:53, 53 minutes after 6. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Andrea in Boulder. Andrea, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing, Jay?
Do you think I could get away with hanging myself?
How about
going out in the parking lot and sucking on my tailpipe until I pass out?
That's what you might as well do, is listen to Steve in Highlands Ranch.
Oh, Steve's okay. He's a good guy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he is, but, you know, my point is that he's wrong on so many levels that I don't even know where to start. One of the first things that he said was that we're there because of Muslim radicals that are going to come here if we're not there, and they're going to hit 9/11 again. Well, I think he forgot the fact that that's not why we're there. We were there because of non-existent weapons of mass destruction and never found them. And that's the first thing that I think is pretty weird. The second thing is, I think the original question was, what's the difference between what's happening at Virginia Tech and what's happening over there? And I think it's something we really need to look at. They were talking about that yesterday on the Tom Hartman show. And, I mean, I was glad to hear the elephant in the room finally being talked about. I think that we need to look at the fact that Iraq is one-tenth the size of the United States of America. They're having 30 to 50 people die every single day because of suicide bombers, because of whatever. And you don't see the fury in the streets. You don't see everybody talking about it. These people are waking up to what we woke up to the other day, every day, and worse. And they're one-tenth the size. If you do the math, that's probably the same thing as 200 people being killed by somebody like Virginia Tech the other day. Same thing, suicide person going into innocent people and killing them. What's the difference here, and why do we think it's okay for us to be so upset, have candlelight vigils, when these people can do nothing but hide, hoping that it's not going to happen to them tomorrow?
Well, I think a lot of people are as upset as you are, and as I am, but...
I mean, I think the other thing is, you said people aren't going to go out in the streets. People aren't going to respond to
this. I don't think that they will. And the reason I don't think that they will is not because they don't care, but because of what life demands today. I think you'll have some who will in very, very small numbers, and there are a lot of people who are committed to doing that, say, for instance, every Saturday, or they're committed to doing it every Sunday. But the populace in general has so much going on. Now, if we had a draft, and if everybody's kids were facing this, I think what you'd see is you'd probably see a bigger reaction than what you're seeing now.
I think you're right. You know, I got out there about a month ago and had to fit it into my life, had to bring my two little girls out there and stand on a street corner in silence or whatever. And that's a step that I took that I wouldn't have taken 6 months ago or that I wouldn't have taken a year ago. And so maybe it's just got to that something like this just has to happen to get us to say, oh, my God, wait a second. What we're feeling today is exactly what the people of Iraq are feeling every day. 600,000 people have died like this over the past 4 years, not to mention our own service people. And like you said earlier, where's the outrage about that? You know, the small towns are feeling their children being killed. And for some reason, because you signed up for the Army, that makes it okay. That makes it okay that your dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or whatever are gone and your family will lose you forever. The fact that you don't see it, the fact that it's not on the mainstream news every night, that's what makes it not worth it anymore. And the fact they talked about it on MSNBC last night, great. Maybe they'll talk about it on CNN tonight. Maybe they'll talk about it on Channel 4 News. I don't know. That's what we need to have happen. That's how you get the outrage. It has to hit the mainstream. and it feels like finally it is.
Well, I hope, I certainly hope you're right, and I think one of the biggest mistakes we ever made in this country was letting Congress and the president get away with this idea of we have no right to see the returning coffins. I think we need to see that because I think we need to know. I got to go get some news, and we'll find out what's happening on the Virginia Tech campus. Thank you, Andrea, for hanging on. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for a well-articulated call.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Ross McMillan. He's an associate professor and an interim director of sociology at the University of Minnesota. He specializes in these shootings. We'll talk to him coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi there, everybody. This is your host, Ron DeLegge. Learn how to beat Wall Street at its own game by making the Index Investing Show part of your weekly routine. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk KKZN.
A lot of people tell me that in spring, their lawn is more of a family room than the family room, because it's where the fun is. So I tell them, to keep the fun going strong, build a lawn strong enough to stand up to it with Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2 is the most trusted way to build a healthy lawn and get rid of weeds. It deep feeds right to the root with a special blend of nutrients for a stronger, sturdier lawn. The kind that's perfect for running, jumping, romping, you know, living. Plus, it gets rid of weeds completely, including the really tough ones like dandelions. So all you're left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2? Right now. Because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Builder Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at Scotts.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick, live in Blacksburg, Virginia. More details are emerging about the gunman and shooting spree at Virginia Tech. His professors say his writings were disturbing. Creative writing teacher Lucinda Roy tried to get him into counseling.
On every occasion I met with him, I would say, would you come with me now? We'll go together. And he resisted that.
At one point, fellow students refused to show up for class if Joe Sumwee was present. Sarah Stevens was a classmate and describes a loner who rarely interacted with others.
I had classes with him for 3 years, and he was known as being expressionless. He usually sat in class and I never heard him speak once in 3 years.
While Cho's behavior was disturbing to some, students say they never dreamed he was planning a deadly rampage. An investigation will be launched now into how the university handled Cho's shooting spree on Monday. Some students believe more could have been done to protect those on campus.
I'm confused about why they didn't cancel classes, why they didn't take other precautionary measures.
Instead, officials notified students of a threat by email 2 hours after the first shootings. This morning, heavily armed officers were back on campus investigating suspicious activity in the building next to where most of the killings occurred earlier this week. They found nothing, but their presence was a reminder of Monday's horror. I'm Cammie McCormick in Blacksburg, Virginia. With more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
For some people, a personal digital assistant is a necessity. This morning, a lot of BlackBerry users are finding out what life was like before BlackBerry.
Please be advised that we are currently experiencing a service in
Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what's wrong?
Service provider research in motion isn't saying, Frank, leaving frustrated users to vent on online forums. Still nothing in Atlanta, one writes. And this complaint, what happened to BB reliability? It's believed a network operating center has gone down. Once service is restored, a backlog of data in the pipeline could create another crash. We've sent a flurry of emails to company reps, but I guess they're not getting them, Frank.
Well, how widespread is the problem?
Service in the U.S. definitely is disrupted. Asia and Europe seem okay.
At a U.N. meeting in Geneva, Syria and Jordan begged for help dealing with the impact of 2 million Iraqi war refugees they've taken in. Here at home, President Bush and Democrats opposed to the war get together in a few hours. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, any reason to believe they'll reach a meeting of the minds?
Not really, Frank. Not unless there's a major breakthrough in the standoff over war policy. The president will go into this meeting saying that the Democrats must drop what he describes as an unreasonable demand for troop withdrawal language in the war funding bill. The Democrats say they won't back down. They'll tell the president that Americans want an end to the war, Frank.
A series of explosions rocked Baghdad over the past few hours, claiming 61 more lives. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down more than 4 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. But
when's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. If you're having problems with your BlackBerry this morning, you're not alone.
We are currently experiencing a service interruption that is causing delays in sending or receiving messages. We apologize for the inconvenience and will provide updates as soon as they become available.
No word on what the problem is or the extent of the system failure. There's been little information on the matter coming from Research in Motion, the owner of the BlackBerry system. Reports say the problem began last night. Company serves about 8 million subscribers, having added about a million in the last quarter alone. No serious injuries reported after a carbon monoxide buildup at the Denver Children's Home overnight. The fire department says 8 kids and 1 adult were taken to area hospitals after becoming ill early today. Level of the carbon monoxide in the home was more than 14 times the normal threshold. And Colorado's congressional delegation is asking the U.S. Forest Service to reverse a $4.5 million budget cut for Colorado, saying it could hurt forest fire prevention projects. State's 5 Democrats and 4 Republicans asking the Forest Service chief to tap other sources of money, even those for other regions, to bring Colorado's funding back to what it was last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, an excellent ride across Front Range Highways. Still running collision install free, both I-25 and I-70 through the metro. A little heavier traffic now, southbound 225 through the DTC. And we're still dealing with that big rig rollover outside the city. Westbound I-76 shut down right around Brush. Hazardous materials spill, so it looks like they could be there for several hours. The interstate is closed westbound at exit 102, so expect delays. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly sunny and windy with some afternoon thunderstorms. High of 66, currently fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 06 Explorer for just $16.9. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. So get your 06 Explorer today for just $16.9, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. Well, if the rain stays away, it's going to be a really nice day today, although we do have a chance of some isolated thunderstorms, which means it's not going to affect the entire area. High today, 70 degrees, and spring is here. It's nice to have you along. Earth Day is April the 22nd, and AM 760 wants to test your knowledge of Earth Day trivia. First person to call 303-631-2760 and correctly answer the following question will win a copy of Silent Spring, courtesy of the Tattered Cover, the great folks at the Tattered Cover, two locations, Lodo and Colfax. That's Rachel Carson's groundbreaking book, Silent Spring, and a copy of Al Gore's DVD, An Inconvenient Truth. So here's this hour's trivia question. It's really simple. Energy saved from one recycled aluminum can will operate a television for how many hours? And once again, energy saved from one recycled aluminum can will operate a television for how many hours? Be the first caller now at 303-631-2760 to correctly answer the question, and you win. I'll give you the number one more time. 303-631-2760. That's where we run the transmitter on, recycled aluminum cans. Okay, let's talk to Ross McMillan. He's an associate professor and interim director in the Department of Sociology at the University of Minnesota. He's taught classes on school shootings and researched the topic for nearly 20 years. And, Mr. McMillan, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's Macmillan, right? I'm sorry about
that.
That's
correct.
Okay. Well, you could have said Jay. It's Macmillan, not McMillan. All right. I'm just having one of those mornings.
My dad would have a bigger problem than I would, but...
Well, thank goodness I don't have your dad on the phone with me. Okay. I don't even know where to start on this because I really believe in my heart that these things are all mental health issues, that they're not gun issues. But then we find out this morning that a teacher did try to get him to get counseling, that he did go and he did buy the guns legally, that other students knew that he had problems, but they couldn't get close to him. What's your take on this?
It's pretty much a textbook case. This guy looks like pretty much every other Rampage shooter out there. The one difference is that, as far as I'm aware, this is the first time it's been an Asian American. They're almost all white Rampage shooters. Other than that, it looks like every other case. It's a guy who's a loner, who's in a tight-knit community, who's very dislocated from that community. He doesn't have a lot of friends. He doesn't have any social support. He seems very sort of cut adrift from the mainstream things that are going on at the university. And clearly mental illness is something that is operating here. He's described as being depressed and uncommunicative to the point that he doesn't talk to anyone. And when he's asked to even say his name in a classroom, he's not even willing to do that. So when you put those two things together, you have a person who's clearly having a lot of problems, but there isn't a lot of space for them to turn to get support for things. And a teacher directs him to counseling, but we're not sure whether he went, we're not sure how long he went for, we're not sure what the upshot of it was. In these situations, it's not entirely clear what you would do other than recognize that there's a problem and try and get some help for that person. But, there's lots of people out there with problems, and we can't assume that everyone's going to turn into a Rampage shooter just because they're depressed and lonely and don't have friends and are socially awkward and so on.
Well, I suffer from all those traits,
yeah.
but the thing is that... My feeling about this is that, number one, we don't have enough discussion about mental health. So most people do not know how to identify or pick up on somebody who's got these problems. Then it becomes a complicated struggle to try to get somebody to get any kind of counseling. And you've always got all of these roadblocks. And then you don't know how much they need. And you get into all of this stuff. And
you don't know whether they're going to be receptive to it.
Right. We're talking about
adults here.
Yeah, they may not want to go along with it. When you're 23 years old, what can you do? But also,
I'm not entirely sure that he sees himself as the problem. Because if you think about the notes that he left and you think about the writings and stuff, he sees everyone else as the problem. It's not him. It's the rich kids. It's the deceitful people. It's the people who are fakes. So, you add all this together, and you've got someone who's clearly kind of directing their anger outward as opposed to inward, and that's where the potential problem is. They then target an institution and all the people in that institution for punishment, and you get Rampage shootings.
But don't most people who are mentally ill, don't most people think that somebody else is the problem, not them?
No, actually, it's kind of a 50-50 split. Some people do what we call internalizing, and other people do what we call externalizing. So, yeah, there are people that turn their anger outward at others, and there are people that turn their anger inward at themselves and see themselves as being, you know, fundamentally deficient. In this case, it seemed to be a combination of both that resulted in you know, a tragedy. And then
all right. But is the answer to this? Is the answer to this to have the time-worn debate about gun control?
I to be honest, I don't think so. The one thing that makes the only way that guns figure into this whole thing is they make the crime more efficient, and they turn something from, you know, potentially a one or two, you know, which is also a tragedy, but, you know, one or two people being killed to 30 people being killed. You can't commit this crime without an automatic weapon. It's just not possible. You know, we don't have drive-by knifings. You can't beat 33 people to death in a single situation. So in this case, all guns do, and it seems kind of a cliche to say it, but all guns do is they make the crime more efficient. And with all these rampage shootings, they involve automatic weapons because that's the type of, you know, weapon that allows this kind of thing to happen.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our guest is Ross McMillan. He's the associate professor and interim director in the Department of Sociology at the University of Minnesota. He's looked at this topic for nearly 20 years. But you know that, and next hour I'm going to have somebody on who's going to advocate, you know, some form of gun control, and I'm not sure that works, but you know that's the route that eventually this will take, and you've got the right wing saying, well, if everybody had firearms, they could have shot this guy, and then you've got people on the left who are saying, well, we've got to restrict people's access to these weapons, even though we all know that you can get them illegally, even though he did not, and Virginia has lax gun laws. So the question is, how do we get to these folks? Do we start by dealing in mental health early on when they're in grade school?
I think what you do is what Virginia Tech did, which is just try and help. You know, for what it's worth, I think U.S. society does a pretty good job controlling violence. Violence is about as low right now as it's been at any point in the last 100 years. And the fact that out of 300-odd million people in this country, we only have one of these things popping up about every 9 months. They're all tragedies. Don't get me wrong about that. I would love to be out of business in this because, you know, I don't like to see these things happen, and it hits me pretty hard when they do. But the simple facts of the matter are, you know, given the amount of firepower available in the United States, it's pretty good that these things don't occur a lot more often. And anyone who's going to advocate for having, you know, everyone armed is just going to produce another problem, which is, you know, do we really want to have firefights in classrooms over, you know, who's sitting in what chair or who's looking at whose book? And, you know, if everyone's armed, I don't think that solves the problem. But having said that, I think, you know, schools and families and counseling and peers and universities do a pretty good job preventing these things from happening because they are incredibly rare.
Well,
they're just very tragic when they happen.
Yeah, they are rare. And last hour we were talking about contrasting this to, for instance, the amount of deaths and what's going on in Iraq. We just had, I believe it's a car bomb go off this morning, and it killed 66 people and wounded 150 in Baghdad. Now, we don't have anything like that going on here, but every time this happens, this debate about guns comes up. But I hardly ever see any discussion at all about mental health. I just don't see much of a discussion about any of this. And I wonder what would have happened if some healthcare professional had gotten to this guy when he was a kid. Say when he was 10, 15. Would it have made a difference?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, because we don't know enough about his background to know whether there were problems going back to that early age. I think the people at Virginia Tech did what they could do, which is, you know, see something that they considered to be problematic and direct them to counseling. I think you're right that there's an interesting disconnect in the fact that we're very quick to have debates over gun control, and not so quick to have debates over, you know, having broader availability of mental health services. But I think if anything, we've devolved from that, you know, that we're sort of shutting off mental health services, you know, left, right, and center in this country, and or at least privatizing it more than anything else,
which is a huge mistake.
It's a question of where people want to spend money. And
well, if you don't want to have people who are mentally healthy, I mean, you're asking for huge problems later on down the line with everybody.
I agree. But I don't control the purse strings. So.
Well, I'm not suggesting you do, neither do I. And obviously the way I'm talking, I would reprioritize things and reorient things. But I just believe that that you could cut down on a significant amount of problems in this society if we had a greater concentration on it. And here's something else. You're not supposed to carry a gun on the Virginia campus there.
Yes.
And we have all kinds of laws. But, you know, you look at people who are hell-bent on doing something, they don't follow laws, they break them.
Absolutely.
And how do you deal with that? That's another problem. Like, in other words, if you took every gun, and I'm not a member of the NRA, I'm just speculating here. If you took every gun out of circulation in this society, and you had somebody like this guy with this warped vision and this warped sense, and he was hell-bent on doing this, he'd find a way to get a firearm.
Maybe, but it also makes it more difficult. You know, other countries like, you know, Canada and Great Britain and a lot of the European countries, it's just not that easy to get a gun, and you need someone who's very, very motivated to do so. And, you know, the simple facts are is that we don't have a lot of rampage shootings in those countries because it's just not easy to get access to automatic weapons.
Is that the reason that they don't and we do? Or is their culture and what goes on there, is it different than what goes on here?
I think the other countries, and I was actually born in the UK and I grew up in Canada. I've only been in the States for the last 15 or so years. But there isn't a desire to own firearms in other countries. People just aren't interested in owning them. And as a result, there's not a market for firearms. You know, having lived in several cities in Canada, I don't even recall ever seeing a gun shop. Like, I can't ever think of where a gun shop was in any of the cities that I lived in. I'm here living in the Twin Cities. I know where three or four are, and I drive by them. So it's, you know, there is a marketplace for things. I think the situation in the U.S. at the moment is that it's difficult to turn back the clock. There's already a wide availability of firearms. There's already a black market for firearms. So it's probably right that if you were to suddenly start cracking down on firearm ownership through law, you probably would just have a lot of people breaking laws.
What do you think it is? Let me ask you this last question here before we're out of time. What do you think it is? What is it about our love affair with firearms? I mean, I like guns. I like the idea that if I really wanted one, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I could go get one, but what is it about us that we're so insatiable, that we're in love with guns?
There's a long history in this country going back to, you know, the Revolutionary War of citizens standing up to the state. And I think to some degree, people want firearms because they distrust the state to look after their problems. You know, most people that own handguns and automatic weapons are either collectors or people who own them for self-protection. That's what they say when they respond to questions about why do you own a gun. So I think to some degree it's about the fact that people are wanting to solve their own problems. It's not just a question of desiring a gun, but it's the idea that, you know, I'm going to look after myself, I'm going to look after my own family. The problem is that once you get guns in circulation, you get people who are going to use guns for bad purposes. And they can get access to guns fairly easily. You know, the shooter at Virginia Tech, it was a single trip and $550 that allowed him to get access to an automatic weapon and bullets. And, you know, the end result of it is 33 people are dead. It's it's not a good situation, but it's not entirely clear to me that at this point that laws would do much to prevent the motivated killer from killing.
Think we're overly fascinated with violence?
I think that's the other part of it, is that we have very good scripts that we provide, particularly to young males, that violence is a good way to solve problems. If you think about, you know, Rambo and Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme many of the action heroes we have, you know, all of them use violence and are very good at it to solve whatever problem they have. And a lot of the problems are revenge. A lot of the problems are taking care of things that the police won't take care of. And the bottom line is that the movies and the TV shows teach people that violence is an appropriate way to solve problems. And for the shooter at Virginia Tech, he saw the school as a problem. He saw his fellow classmates as a problem. He wrote in his note, you know, you caused me to do this. And, you know, that's following a script. You know, that's a script that's out there in Western society.
Well, I like movies that have violence in it, as long as there's, you know, good content to go along with it. But violence for violence sake is just kind of a waste of time.
But they're popular.
Yeah, you're right. They you know what? You're right. They really, really are. And maybe that is something also that we ought to take a good hard look at. Professor, thank you so much for your time. You're really a valuable resource. Appreciate you being on the program.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too. There's Ross McMillan, associate professor and interim director in the Department of Sociology at the University of Minnesota. He's taught classes on school shootings and researched the topic for nearly 20 years. Boy, I am so tempted to ask you about our fixation and fascination with firearms and violence. Because we are, aren't we? Aren't we fixated on firearms and violence? There are people here who dig this. I mean, I like violence, but I like violence in context. If it has something to go with it, example would be the Val Kilmer, De Niro movie that I like, and John Turk really hates. Is it Heat?
Well, those two are in that, but I don't dislike Heat.
I thought you didn't like that movie. And Ashley Judd's in it?
I love that movie. I love Heat. A little long, but I love it.
Oh. Okay, I love that movie. I really like that. But here's an example of something I couldn't get into. Casino Royale. A lot of people love that. But to me, it was just one string of like violent episode after another. And I just... Mary and I were... I just turned to Mary and go, hey, I'm bored. All right, you want to speculate on this? 303-713-7600. What is our hang-up about violence? And what is our hang-up about guns?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, our Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Well, it's not 6. Boy, it's one of these mornings, isn't it? 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You know, as Americans, we are strained. We are tired. We don't get the sleep we need. And as a result, we're drugging ourselves at night to fall asleep. And we're over-caffeinating ourselves in the morning to try to get through the day. 43 million prescriptions were filled last year in America for sleeping pills. If you resorted to sleeping pills, you might be surprised to learn your current mattress may be able to be the real reason that you can't fall asleep or that you can't stay asleep. The Sleep Number bed is the perfect solution to this. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort can help cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, So you toss and turn less, and you get a deeper sleep that your body needs to rejuvenate itself and to heal itself. And with the Sleep Number bed, dual air chambers allow the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and fitness you need just by setting your sleep number. My number now is 75, between 70 and 75. And the comfort of air means that your body and your back are supported without stiff metal coils that create that uncomfortable pressure points. With air chamber technology, these pressure points are reduced, meaning less tossing, less turning, and a better sleep experience. So you can cure this tired feeling, take control of your sleep, and visit a Select Comfort store nearest you. There are 440 Select Comfort stores in malls across the country, and Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls here in our area, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Attention all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, you may qualify for a clinical study on new FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology at Spivak Vision Center. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to blade-free intralase and $800 savings. For details, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The warning signs. If you say bomb on an airplane, what happens? If you yell fire in a crowded theater, what happens? Were there warning signs of the shooter that were missed? What is the background of the Virginia Tech shooter? Do violent video games play a role in any of this in society? There are more questions than answers, and we will get to the truth of America's most violent shooting. We'll have your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 7:30. And isolated thunder showers, high today of 70. So for most of us, if the rain stays away, we're looking at a pretty nice day. I want to get onto this violence infatuation of ours and also our infatuation with guns. I want to get onto that. But Scott Denver has been patiently holding on, and he wants to talk about what we were talking about last hour, about the dichotomy between the losses in Iraq and the public shock and outrage and bad feelings over what has happened at Virginia Tech. Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Top of the morning, Jay.
Hi.
Two quick comments. First of all, to Steve in Highlands Ranch. He sounds like a nice guy, and he respectfully talks and presents his points of view. And, you know, it's a pleasure to listen to him. I'd like to be just as polite to Steve. You know, reality shows us from polls that us invading Iraq, destroying their government, destroying their infrastructures, and forcing our form of government on them has increased our enemies in the world a millionfold. There's probably a billion people who now see the United States as a major threat to their well-being. And that's reality. And it seems to me respectfully that what Steve says is political rhetoric. And he limits his thinking to what he's been told by the administration, and he doesn't really look at what's really going on. The second thing, and you ask us the question about how come we don't see, you know, people so outraged about what's going on in Iraq. Well, I think the people who marched and stopped the Vietnam War were 30 years older, we're fatter, we don't have the energy, the younger generation isn't taking it up. I myself, you know, since the start of the war, I've done most of my protests to representatives by emails, by calling in talk shows, things like that. But I haven't gotten off of my fat, tired butt and picked up an American flag and gone to a protest. I think that's what it's going to take, and I think us older people are going to have to take on the mantle of patriotism again. We're going to have to, you know, there are local protests every week. There's going to have to be marches on Washington. We're going to have to take up the mantle of our responsibility to America. We're going to have to get out there, and every one of us needs to take an American flag because we're doing the patriotic thing. And we need to do it, and I'm committing to do it. I can probably bring three or four friends, and maybe they can bring friends. But this evil that we're doing to another country and to the world, you know, the rest of the world judges us by that. We are their enemy. You know, they see us as a huge threat. And you think that's not going to come back here? We can't kill the rest of the world. You know, we can't do it. And that's what we'll have to do if we continue.
Yeah.
On a force of aggressiveness.
Yeah, I agree. It's only hurting us. I think each of us have to choose our own road on how to try to stop this. For me, it's to be involved in the election process. But I think everybody has to do their thing. But, you know, I want to be optimistic, and I do believe that we will get it stopped, and I do believe that we will achieve change. But I think that it wouldn't make any difference. And I could be definitely very wrong about this. The leadership here doesn't listen because they don't live in the real world. They're living in a delusion of some sort, and they're supported by a delusional media infrastructure that they've built that tells people what they want to hear, not what's really happening, but the truth is beginning to sink in. And I don't know. I don't know, Scott. I don't know what the answer is. I only know that whatever people are doing, they just have to keep trying to do it, and somehow we have to get people in leadership positions in this country to pay attention. Scott, thanks.
A quick response.
I'd love to let you have it, but I'm out of time. I've got to go get traffic, and I got to get a press conference.
Later.
So thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25 south of 104th. We have a two-car plus a motorcycle involved in a wreck there, left shoulder. That's just adding to the slow-moving traffic we already have along that stretch. Very busy now, eastbound I-70, Federal to York. No change in the situation affecting westbound I-76 out on the plains. Those westbound lanes still closed at exit 102. That's for cleanup of a big hazardous material spill, rolled semi there. That's just east of Brush. Weather today, mostly sunny and windy with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 66. Currently fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to win a perfectly clear day with a celebrity. Go to Claritin.com and enter the Claritin Perfectly Clear Day sweepstakes today.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Take advantage of Volkswagen's recent graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's gebauto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder.
Stock number B72-61, 36-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease. $29.99 due assigning plus tax, title, and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to 24 months after graduation.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot!
That's $75 more dollars to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Hello. I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love Bob Dylan. I just love him.
Once upon a time he dressed so fine, through the bums of dime.
So why don't you marry him, Jay? They're just trying to, push the homosexual agenda on us.
Well, you're absolutely right. I am gay. You just found that out?
You thought they were all kidding you.
You
used to laugh about.
And I say that phrase a lot.
Everybody that was.
If you're 25 or 30 years old, and you're listening to this show for some really strange reason, don't you get tired of, like, old people on the radio playing old music? Come on, Pops. That's not contemporary. I mean, that's how we used to be, right? You'd hear your parents listening to some radio station that would have, like, Bing Crosby or, I don't know, name somebody. Don't say Frank Sinatra because he was cool. In your generation, Turk, Frankie Valli. But, I mean, listen, playing some... Doris Day with Shrimp Boats or something like that, and you'd say, oh, man.
Duke Ellington.
Like that is so lame. And now, it's 2007, and you're doing exactly the same thing. Oh, turn that up. Right? Isn't that what we're doing? You become your parents. And if you knew my parents, you'd know that that's a shocking statement. And scary, too. It's horrific. Compromise! Well, you know, I say that only because, you know, my father's been in jail for 25 years now. And is not due to be paroled for another 5 years. So, it's rough having to take your summer vacations and go see your stepfather behind bars. 7:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 70, isolated thundershowers, so hopefully those will stay away and you can get out and enjoy some of the green out there. All right, I really want to talk about, we had talked to Ross McMillan, associate professor and interim director in the Department of Sociology of the University of Minnesota. We're awaiting a live news conference at Virginia Tech. They were supposed to have this at 9:15, but it is running delayed, and we are not going to. We'll try to carry it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But I want to get into this thing, this fascination of guns and violence that we have. And I don't want to be sexist, and I don't want to suggest that it's only a male thing, because I know that there are women that are also drawn to this. And a friend of mine sent me an email, and he said, if Quentin Tarantino had submitted his screenplay for Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs to a creative writing teacher, would the creative writing teacher believe that Quentin Tarantino is Disturbed? Because those are two clearly violent movies. But how many of us want to come forward and say that we admit to liking those? Now, I haven't seen Quentin Tarantino's new movie. I haven't seen Grindhouse. And I'm kind of like not as much of a Quentin Tarantino fan as I used to be. But why are you smirking in there, John? Are you smiling at what I'm saying? Because it's really true, isn't it? I mean, those are two great films. Don't we think those are great films? Aren't they? Don't we think they're classics?
Yeah, I mean, they are classics, and they have violence in them.
And
I mean, yeah, I understand the dilemma that this teacher or professor was probably in when this kid came up with these playwrights. You know, and obviously she sent them to one of the counselors saying, look at this. But, I mean, what do you do in that situation? I don't know what I'd do if I was a teacher in that class.
Try to inform somebody. But as my friend who writes indicated to me, that this stuff's all in the eye of the beholder. And would people read that? Would they read that by Quentin Tarantino? Would they say, "Oh man, that guy's sick"? And I know a lot of people who don't like either of those two films. And one of the first things I'll say to you is, I don't like it because I don't like the violence. But to me, the violence is part of it, but it's only a secondary part. The first part of it is. The first part is the cleverness of the dialogue. I mean, both movies have memorable lines in them. So does Heat. Like, I love the scene in Heat where De Niro is standing there and the other guys are standing there and Tom Sizemore is standing there and De Niro is talking about how this is going to be their last score, their last deal. And about how he's going to go ahead and do it, but that the others have enough money put aside, they might, you know, maybe they should consider not doing it. Because it's clear that Al Pacino and the LAPD are on to him. And Sizemore says to De Niro, oh, you know, it's not about the money, it's about the juice. Right? It's about the juice of doing the job. And that line is memorable because you can apply that line to anything. Well, I don't do it for the money. I do it for the juice. I do it for doing it. So that makes it more than just, oh, okay, then compare that to like something by Steven Seagal.
Or choose any horror flick, Jay. Any horror flick.
See, I don't know about that because I don't watch horror movies, so I don't know. I don't know much about what's out there.
You probably know the plot line behind Saw. I mean, just right. Think of the guy that came up with the idea of Saw.
Okay.
And he's going to school somewhere. Let's say he's going to school at Virginia Tech. He turns in a playwright for this movie, Saw. What do you do? I mean, do you turn him into counseling? Say, you know, this guy needs help? I don't know. It's a sticky situation.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't have an answer. And I do know that I have trouble sitting through movies where there's nothing but violence, but there's no clever dialogue, and there's no any kind of redeeming social value, or there's no backdrop to it. And that would be my yardstick. Now, is that wrong? And we all know I'm mentally ill, so what's the point? Let's go to Catherine in Broomfield. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm 25, and I'm female, obviously, and I just wanted to tell you that I really like violent movies. I went and saw Grindhouse, and I laughed the whole time. I thought it was hilarious.
Is it worth seeing?
it was definitely worth seeing. Like, you know, I'm only 25, so I didn't get to go see, like, the original Grindhouse movies, but I can imagine you get quite a bit of nostalgia from it.
Yeah, for me, I've always been fascinated by criminals, and not criminals so much as an organized crime, but criminals, bank robbers, and people who live on the margins of society.
Yeah.
And no, it was, and movies that portray that kind of stuff, I'm always interested in it.
It was really, really funny. Like, it was just gratuitous violence to the point where you had to laugh because it was so off the wall.
But you knew that it was gratuitous, and you knew that was what, satire?
Yeah, I mean, the first movie, Planet Terror, is, you know, a zombie movie. It's like a classic zombie movie with, you know, mutated people and, you know, the atypical zombie theme that's like, oh, well, there was a government leak of some noxious gas, you know?
Yeah, that is kind of, you're right, that is kind of camp. Let me ask you this, though. Can you sit through movies that are just violence for violence's sake, or do they have to have something else running in there?
Well, I know I was listening to you, and you didn't like Smokin' Aces, and I just went and bought it on DVD yesterday because I thought it was great.
Well, no, I don't know if I like it or not. I never really I don't like what's his name, who's in it. I'm not a big fan of his.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Andy Piven.
No, is it Andy Garcia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but listen, I know it's out on DVD, and I have every intention of seeing it.
It was really good. We bought it last night, and it was definitely worth it. And, you know, you're talking about violent video games, and my boyfriend and I also play violent video games and have never, you know, we're totally anti-guns. We're not, you know, into being violent personally. We like that kind of stuff, you know. I guess it's kind of what we grew up on in a way.
Well, yeah, I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I got to get a CBS news break. But I'd love to know what your fascination is with it. But you know what? Thank you for calling and getting involved in the show. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye. All right. Good for her. Glad she called. Okay. Let me get a CBS news update. No, there's no CBS news update. Well, then, what is going on here? I thought there was one. Well, I just cut her off for nothing. Catherine, call back. Dial back. Dial back, Catherine! I want to ask her what her fascination was with violence. Boy, I'm telling you, this is like the worst morning. This is the worst! Turn this radio station off. Turn it off now. Let's call Tom Harmon, see if he can come on early. And then we can find somebody for him to debate. Catherine's not calling back. She goes, okay, well, I called you the first time and paid for it. I'm not calling back again. Moron, you hung up on me. I didn't do it on purpose. She knows I love her. Well, I want to know what the deal is. Why are people attracted to violence and guns and stuff? Because I admit I am. I have to admit, you know what's really fun? Firing automatic weapons. I'm sorry I admitted that openly, but it's true. 7:50 traffic now with Gina.
Going to be a tough ride through Adams County. Southbound 25 really jammed up now. Even more so than usual, that's due to a two-car wreck with a motorcycle. Left shoulder there, southbound 25, just south of 104th. We have delays extending back to 136th Avenue now, so be prepared. Of course, eastbound arteries very full now. That includes C-470, Kipling to Santa Fe, and again crossing Highlands Ranch between Broadway and Yosemite. Looks like eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike very heavy as well now, Federal to Pecos. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies, some winds and afternoon thunderstorms, high of 66. Currently fair, 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got spring fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport Boulevard,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
will need a larger security deposit before we can rent to your family.
You can't have more than three kids in an apartment. I don't care if it's a family unit.
Your kids need to stay out of the swimming pool at all times.
If your children make too much noise, we can...
Don't accept lies about your family when looking for a place to live. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again, can you, one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW, that's 877-88-GO-NOW. Go now.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Announcing a special automotive marketing test for Denver, Colorado. This special Denver market test is for consumers who are tired of misleading car ads that often include confusing, virtually impossible discounts and financing requirements. For 72 hours only, Lithium Motors, the largest retailer of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products in the entire Rocky Mountain region, is going to be selling brand new vehicles at deeply discounted prices that all consumers will qualify for. Because of our special national purchase of vehicles, you can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several at these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise on the radio. For 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe, at Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker, and Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices start tomorrow at noon. Two vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM 760.net.
All right, 7:55, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Coming up at 8, we'll talk to Arnold Grossman, who does want what he calls sensible gun control. We'll find out what that's all about, because I did promise people I'd put somebody on who advocates that position. Let me go back to Catherine in Broomfield, though. We're talking about violence and guns, and I'm glad you called back. So now, let me ask you: what draws you to violent movies?
Well, we're kind of movie buffs, but we, you know, obviously we know the difference between movie violence and real violence. And yes, the war really bothers us, and you know, we are active politically, but it's really, I mean, it's kind of escapism almost, just to go and watch something. And, you know, I didn't even think 300 was violent enough. And I read the comic. So.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I thought there was too much backstory.
Well, there's nothing wrong, though, with escapism. I mean, I think we all, I mean, all of us have got to have that or we go insane. And all of us have to practice it in one degree or another. But would you sit down, though, and watch, let's say, I don't know, pull a name of somebody out of Steven Seagal, Claude Van Damme, that kind of stuff where there's nothing to it except Steven, you know, I want to know, you know, that voice of his and the whole thing? I mean, would you do that, or is that just off limits?
That's totally not our thing at all.
What about somebody like, what about a movie like Rambo?
Not even close.
Okay, so it's got to have, okay, so for you
there
guys.
There has to be some sort of plot. I mean, like, movies like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
That's a great
violence,
film. Well, you know what, though? You like, you know what it is, though? You like neo-noir, though, is really where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, but we do like violent movies. It just can't be, you know, ridiculous violence, I guess. And that's hard to define because we also like movies like 28 Days Later, which is strictly like zombie movie people getting killed.
But what about Sexy Beast? Did you ever see that?
I didn't see it, no. But it's on the queue.
Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorite films. All right, well, see, I'm with you, though. I like noir, and I like neo-noir, and I'm into all of that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what that makes us, but I know one thing's for sure. We would never go out and shoot anybody. Catherine, thank you for calling back. I love you,
thanks.
And have a good day.
All right, bye.
Okay. Coming up next, Arnold Grossman, and we'll find out what his take is about this whole thing about guns and society.
She's an Academy Award-winning actress, director, and producer. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Goldie Hawn April 23rd at the Buell Theater. For more information and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. This is turning out to be one of Iraq's bloodiest days in a long time. At least 4 bombs have gone off in Baghdad, killing 127 people. 66 died in a Shiite marketplace attack. CBS's Martin Seemungal tells us the bombings raise new questions about the latest effort to pacify the capital.
This is definitely going to whip up tensions within the Shiite community, and many people are going to be asking, you know, what's happening here? How is this surge defending us?
In this country, a Virginia tech professor who knew Cho Sung Hui says the gunman who killed 32 people was deeply troubled and she tried to get him help. Lucinda Roy alerted campus police.
The case I tried to make as best I could was that there was an underlying threat in what he was doing and that clearly this was a very disturbed young man.
Wendell Flincham is the school's police chief.
I'm not sure we're aware of all these reports, but hindsight is 20/20, and certainly that's items that we'll look into.
Fellow student Sarah Stevens was upset by a play Cho wrote.
There was a character where the father raped the son and the son was going to get back at him by killing him, and it became very brutal and graphic.
A security scare this morning at the university president's building proved to be unfounded. Some 8 million emailers in this country and Canada are suffering through a BlackBerry blackout. Massive system failure put BlackBerry's servers out of commission last night, keeping new email messages from getting through. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggett.
It's unusual for BlackBerry's to go down, but it has happened before. In 2003, for example, there was a 3-hour interruption that affected customers throughout North America.
Most emails are just now beginning to get through, but there's no word on when service will be back to normal. Should a convicted criminal who's not in his right mind be put to death? The Supreme Court hears pros and cons a few hours from now.
Convicted murderer Scott Panetti thinks the reason he's up for execution is that the state of Texas and the devil don't want him preaching the gospel.
Someone this delusional should not be put to death,
argues Ron Honberg of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Criminal Justice Legal Foundation lawyer Kent Scheidegger worries if the standard for mental competency is expanded, death row court appeals will mushroom.
Just one more way to drag out the execution of these sentences.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Replacing gasoline with ethanol could prove to be an environmental downside. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
A new Stanford University study says cars running on ethanol could actually produce more ground-level ozone than those using gasoline. And that's true regardless of whether the biofuel's made from corn or other plant products. Ozone is a key ingredient in smog. Even low levels can harm lungs, aggravate asthma, and impair immune systems. Yes, biofuels do produce lower greenhouse gas emissions, but the scientists are asking at what cost.
And there's late word from Baghdad. Police now say the death toll from a series of bombings is up to 157. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 29. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update honoring the dead. Over 100 people turned out in Denver last night at a memorial for victims of the Virginia Tech massacre. The memorial by the Denver chapter of the Virginia Tech Alumni Association was held at Bethany Lutheran Church, attended by alums like Paige Thompson.
I just started bawling. That's the spirit of Virginia Tech. That's who we are. That's why we're so close.
A similar service will be held at CSU today at noon. A candlelight vigil will be held at CU Boulder this evening. Boulder High School ramping up security after a threat was found in a boy's bathroom last month reading, "Everybody dies April 19th. The principal says kids reported seeing similar messages shortly after the Tech shooting, so he's asking the cops to step up their presence at the school today and tomorrow. And the State House giving initial approval to a bill aimed at protecting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking here in Colorado. If passed, it would allow victims to keep their real addresses confidential from public records and obtain a substitute address that would be used as their official mailing address. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, several problem areas to dodge for the commute. Southbound 25 still bogged down through Thornton and North Glen. We had two separate wrecks there. Southbound near 112th, that was a motorcycle crash. And then further down, south of 104th, we had a couple of cars on the left-hand shoulder. I would also expect some curiosity slowing on the northbound side. Westbound 270 Vasquez, we have a new crash block in the lane, backups to Quebec. And we have a head-on wreck now on 285 at Hillview. That's just east of Aspen Park. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather today looking for mostly sunny skies. Windy with some afternoon showers. High of 66. Tonight evening showers, then clearing out. Less windy. Low of 34. And currently fair and 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup, a complimentary 100-point inspection of your Nissan performed by their factory-trained technicians during Nissan's April Car Care Clinic event. Peace of mind, only at your participating Nissan dealer. Nissan Genuine Service and Parts.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 806, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 70, isolated thunderstorm. By the way, thank you to CBS for not telling both sides of that ethanol story. Not that I have a horse in the ethanol race either way, because I'm fascinated by the idea of ethanol, and I'm going to get somebody on here to talk about it. But the thing is, if you go and read the AP story, you'll see that there's a scientist who works with a guy who released the study about ethanol, and the other scientist who works with him says that his theory and his position is unworkable. Now,
don't take my word for this. Go look it up. It's an Associated Press story, and I believe it's on MSNBC.com, but it may be elsewhere. So go check it out. And that's what happens with the news media, that they selectively put things in like that, and then they don't give you the other side, and then you walk away and say, well, wow, that's what I heard. All right, we're going to talk to Arnold Grossman, who has been incredibly active in advocating gun control and spurred by his closeness to the Columbine tragedy. In 2000, he co-founded Safe Colorado, a bipartisan advocacy group dedicated to reasonable gun control. His book on the topic of gun control was released this fall, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on the American epidemic. And he is being backed by the Brady Campaign nationwide. You can go to arnoldgrossman.com. And I got a number of people who emailed me yesterday and said, well, why don't you get somebody on who is for gun control? Let's hear what they have to say. And whenever we can comply, we do. So let's talk to Arnold Grossman. Mr. Grossman, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. Thank you. I appreciate your inviting me on.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Glad to have you here. Okay. When you talk about reasonable gun control, outline what that means.
Reasonable gun controls, there are several examples. And first of all, I want to say the charges are frequently leveled at me and people who work with me in both Brady and in Safe Colorado. The charges of we want to confiscate all weapons, we are gun grabbers, that's nonsense. A large number of our membership include hunters and responsible gun owners, and that's fine with us. What we want to do is find measures, sensible measures, that can keep guns out of the wrong hands, and the wrong pair of hands, so tragically seen the other day, is a prime example. Even though the shooter was legally eligible to buy a gun, he bought his guns legally, there is still a problem. How does someone who is so deranged and so bent on destroying other people and then himself manage to get guns with high-capacity magazines that they can use almost as a machine gun, rapid fire? That's the problem we have to work at. Okay, I know you will ask me what specifically can be done. I think we ought to look at such things as even regulating the sale of high-capacity magazines. They are totally unregulated. Guns are regulated. Ammunition is not.
Well, my question would be, what would be the difference? How would you tell the difference between him and me?
That's the issue. And, Jay, I'm not smart enough to tell you exactly how we will. The one thing that I think might give some hope, unfortunately it didn't happen, it wasn't carried to fruition in the case of this man, two of his teachers spotted abnormal behavior, antisocial behavior, and were concerned enough to recommend therapy. Now, how do you then connect that to action? I don't know. There are such things as privacy issues, and we can't violate people's privacy and say because a teacher thought that he was perhaps a sociopath that he should have been reported to law enforcement. So I don't have the answer to that.
Well, I think they did go to law enforcement, but I think law enforcement gave them the answer that they would give anybody, which is he hasn't
broken any law.
Yeah, he hasn't threatened anybody. He hasn't been. You know, he didn't say, I'm going to kill you, and if we arrested everybody who wrote anything that was violent, we wouldn't have any room for anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. And one of the problems, the other thing is the frightening similarity between that case and Columbine, many similarities, but another one was that there were people who noticed abnormal behavior, antisocial behavior on the part of both Klebold and Harris prior to Columbine, and again, even their own families, nothing was done. I don't know how long it will take and if there even is anything that can be done to solve the problem through that channel. The thing is that we have an enormous cultural problem, Jay. We don't have a gun problem anymore in this country. We have a gun epidemic. I really think we have reached epidemic proportions. And the numbers, every time there is another terrible massacre, the toll is even higher. And when's it going to stop? And I don't think it will stop, number one, until politicians have the courage to stand up to the gun lobby. And I start with President George Bush, and I go down to members of my own party, the Democratic Party. I have not heard one candidate for president in 2008 stand up and speak out and say, we better stop this epidemic.
Well, probably the reason you haven't is because, unlike Mitt Romney, who made the statement that, well, I'm a hunter and always have been, and then they go look, and he's never taken out a hunting permit.
Right.
But probably the reason you haven't is because right now, except for when this happened, when this tragedy in Virginia happened, right now the two big topics that are out there that the public are focused in on are Iraq and also health care. And this debate about guns, well, you're old enough to know. I mean, this debate about guns has been going on since we were teenagers and has never been totally and completely resolved. And you're right, there's hysteria. And I believe there's hysteria by some people. I believe there's hysteria on both sides at times. And I think the trick to all of this is okay, how do we control something that, how do we control something, but how do we make sure that those folks who don't have problems and are not going to cause problems, and that are just using their rights and they want to have a gun and they haven't done anything wrong, how do we make sure that they get what they're guaranteed under the Constitution? How do we make sure that they get what is taken by a lot of people as being an inherent American right? And how do we make sure they're okay, but then on the other hand, stop people like this guy and others who clearly have no business having firearms?
Well, you know, you're right. There is a constitutional right to bear arms, Jay, but I think eventually, at some point, when there's enough courage on the part of our politicians and when it gets all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, I feel very confident that there is going to be a ruling one day that says that right is limited. It is not an open right to everyone. That right was intended to provide arms to those members of militias that were needed during the time. And that's an issue. Okay, I will say right now,
yeah, we would
people
have
a right.
We would have to debate that. And I think you'd have to debate that with
issue.
The general public.
That's not the issue that needs to be debated today. I think there are two things that are really troubling right now. At the time of such a horrific massacre that we just witnessed a couple of days ago, what do we hear from the president? He offers his prayers. Well, that's wonderful. I've been praying, too, for the souls who were lost and for the grieving parents. That's not enough. He also had a spokesperson say, and don't forget, Americans, law-abiding citizens, have a right to bear arms. Well, what kind of solace does that offer to grieving parents? Come on. And first of all, that young man was a law-abiding citizen until the moment that first bullet came out of the barrel of his gun. He became a criminal immediately. That's the problem. I don't have an answer yet, but I want political leaders to have the courage to face down the gun lobby, the NRA, which gets special treatment more than any industry in this nation. It is the first industry that was granted immunity from deadly products that they make when they're used in crimes. Why is that? Because they are so powerful. And I want politicians in both parties, especially in my party. I don't like the hypocrisy I'm now seeing. Harry Reid is now backing off, saying, let's not rush to do anything with gun control, because he lives in a Western state and he's concerned about garnering votes from Western so-called gun-friendly states. I'm sorry. I don't accept that.
Well, all right, but there's several layers to what you've said here. 8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we have Mr. Arnold Grossman on the line with us, and he is a co-founder of Safe Colorado. First of all, I can call you Arnold, can I?
Well, Arnie isn't called. That's fine. I'm called a lot worse these days.
You and me both.
Join the club, Jay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. All right, first of all, what do you expect from this administration? What do you expect from this guy? I mean, he can't.
From George Bush?
Yeah, they can't. Nothing. They can't get across the street.
I have
okay.
no expectations from George
right.
Bush.
I mean,
I know what his agenda
yeah,
is.
Well, this is an administration that can't handle anything. So,
that's true.
So, and this is proven time and time again. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some conservative listeners and callers, and then you know they'll say, "Oh, here you go again." But I mean, it's true. I mean, just look at everything. Look at everything that's going on. Look at everything from A to Z. They're not capable. So, first of all, you know, we have to lift them out of the argument,
okay.
because they're not going to do anything.
No, they're
okay?
not.
Because they can't do anything, because they don't know how to do anything. And even if they agreed with you, they still couldn't figure it out.
No.
They'd still screw it up somehow.
But
okay.
Still, I mean, they have to bear some of the responsibility.
Well, of course.
It's not just that they're inactive
yes.
or passive.
No.
They let the
no,
assault weapon ban die.
No, I agree, and that's one of the reasons why we definitely need to make change in
08. But okay. I just want to be sure that's a real change. That's
okay.
my point.
Well, I do too. Okay, now, second of all, Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, I understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because reality dictates that he is from Nevada, mm-hmm. and he has to, at some point, he has to pay attention to those constituents of his who believe, which we talked about in the beginning, that you've got an inherent right to own a firearm and that they're scared of regulation because they mistrust the government.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to pay attention to that. If he doesn't pay attention to it, then there's no difference between that and the guy sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who knows damn well that the majority of this country doesn't agree or support his policy in Iraq, but he ignores them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, always has been, I don't know if you grew up in the West, but I...
No, I grew up in the East.
Okay, I grew up in the West.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a really strong libertarian streak in the West. And there always will be, I think. And so the trick on all of this, to me, is we have to figure out some middle ground and break through and get that message out and be careful not to get too extreme.
Right.
Because you've got Democrats who, including myself, I like guns. I mean, we like guns, but we're not going to, I'm not coming to your house to use it on you. You know, I'm not.
But let me ask you this question, Jay. Okay, I accept you like guns. I have a different view. I respect guns. I don't particularly like them. I would not have one when my children were growing up. I refused to have one in my home. And I hope that, and well, first, my children now will not have guns in their homes. And I'm very thankful for my grandchildren's safety that they do not.
Well,
but that's
beside the point. I don't have a closet full of firearms either, but go ahead.
But, you know, you mentioned earlier, what are reasonable things we can do? I'll give you one example. In 1999, right after Columbine, the U.S. Senate passed, by one vote, a national close the gun show loophole law, and that's an awkward way to state it. It's the same kind of law that we passed here in Colorado in 2000 and Oregon later passed, and now there are 11 states in the nation. That's a problem. There are 11 states in the nation that require criminal background checks for all purchases of all weapons at gun shows. Unfortunately, that leaves 39 states that do not have such laws. Therefore, you have this supermarket of illicit gun sales. All you have to do is have a table at a gun show in one of these 39 states and say, I am not a licensed dealer, therefore you don't have to pass a background check. Three of the four guns that were used at Columbine passed through that gun show loophole, and unfortunately it was then closed after Columbine. I was in a hearing in the state Senate in which Ken Gordon questioned a young woman who bought one of the guns in a straw purchase for one of the Columbine killers. She was asked, if you had been asked for identification, just a driver's license, and any kind of proof of eligibility to buy that gun, what would you have done? She said, I would have walked away and not bought it. That's one of the things we have to work at. Up and down I-95 on the East Coast, they call that the gun corridor now. There are guns pouring into New York that are bought in states down south that have no regulations at gun shows. Michael Bloomberg, a fairly conservative guy, declared war on the gun traffickers. Okay, we need more of that, and we don't need more bogus attempts at solving the problem, like saying, let's arm the teachers. Let's arm the professors.
That's insane. That's you know what?
Do you want
insane.
A child of yours to go off to college knowing that his professor or her professor might be armed and some wacko walks in and starts shooting? These people are not trained. My God, even trained peace officers make mistakes. What about when the Denver cop went into the wrong house and an innocent man got up out of bed and grabbed a soda can and he got killed? Mistakes happen when there is pressure, when there is a gun in the mix or suspicion of a gun. These people should not be armed. I actually heard someone on talk radio say we shouldn't just arm the teachers. We should give the students guns.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God, what is this?
But wait a minute.
Dodge?
Yeah, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking you to name names, but think about this.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that the folks who are on talk radio, who articulate that position, do you think that they represent everybody, and do you think they live in reality?
They do not live in reality,
okay, no.
And they do not represent everybody.
No.
In fact,
because
80%
because
of the American public want guns registered. The NRA says that is a communist conspiracy.
Well, you know what, though, but come on. Here's the problem. You got to see everybody for what they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this idea that, well, teachers should have guns and students should have guns and, well, all right. On the face of things, that sounds, you know, that sounds good, okay? Everybody arms themselves. Then if the perpetrator comes up, 10 people draw a firearm and say, drop it or else.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that human beings being human beings, but it's like the guest I had last hour. You want students to have firefights in the classroom over who's going to sit where, or
that's right.
Know, or who pull, you know, or right. you cut in front of me in the lane, so I'm going to shoot you.
Right. We already see that on the highways.
Well, all right.
We would see that in the classroom.
Okay, that's not a responsible position. But
right.
but the idea, and I don't think anybody should object to the idea that in order to get a firearm you have to undergo a background check. I don't think that is a problem.
Really? The NRA fights it.
Well, yeah,
vigorously.
But look who they are and what they are.
That's right. You know, by the way, I had, and I won't mention names either, I was on a talk show yesterday as a so-called guest, and I was ambushed by a couple of guys.
Oh, yeah, that's an old trick.
Who think that they called me, what is it, a knee-jerk liberal.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A soft on crime and all that, which is all a bunch of nonsense. But one of the hosts actually said to me, I don't know about you, Arnie, but I want my babies going to a school where there are guns to protect them. And I said, I feel very sorry for your babies then. I'm sorry.
That's an irrational, stupid position.
Are you going to have shootouts at PS19 or at the University of College? No.
I
have another question, and I'll probably get in trouble here with my own party, but I'm angry enough, Jay, that I don't care any longer. Why is our governor, and he's a friend of mine, and I really admire him, why has he not said anything more than, I send my condolences and offer my help in dealing with the grieving that's going on in Virginia? I want my governor to say, it happened here in our state. We are now known as the Columbine State. We used to be known as that because of the pretty flower. Now we're known for it because of a horrible massacre. It happened in our state. What can we do, Governor, to make sure it doesn't happen again? What can we do about reducing the gun culture, the kind of culture that allows this thing to happen? I want to hear that.
Because I think that Governor Ritter is doing the right thing in not going into that now and waiting until the appropriate time. And there are going to be those who are going to say that you and I, even having this discussion now, is politicizing it and is inappropriate. But because I got so many emails from listeners, I don't mind. I'll put somebody on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't totally and completely agree with you. But I
know you don't, and I respect that.
But I think we have to. I think we somehow have to find some middle ground.
We have to have a dialogue,
to work this stuff out. And the component that I feel is missing out of this, and I've been saying it for the last couple of days, is the mental health issue,
mm-hmm.
which we need to have a deeper discussion about. But you know what, Arnold, I'll have you back on again anytime you want, and you're always free to come on here, and nobody's going to call you a knee-jerk liberal or beat up.
Oh, that's okay. I'll accept that. May I say one last thing, Jay?
Sure, you may say anything you want.
Okay. I said two things are troubling me. One is the lack of courage on the part of politicians. The other thing that's bothering me is that I think, for the most part, the media, people in the media, are asking the wrong questions in the aftermath. All the questions are focused on, should the cops have gotten there faster? What could have been done once they knew it was going on? Why are people in the media not asking the kind of questions you just asked this morning? And
because
that is, what do we do to solve the problem before it happens? It's the old thing about, what good does it do to argue and debate over what we should do now that the cow got out of the open door in the barn, or in this case, what do we do now that this terribly distraught person got inside the door and locked himself in and killed 31 people? The question should be, what can we do before that happens again?
Because
and you're asking that question, and I thank you for that.
Well, the reason they don't ask it is because stirring it up equates to better ratings and more viewers than asking.
Isn't that what it's about, Jay?
Yes, than trying to solve the problems, because the modern broadcast media in 2007 has no commitment to the populace it's supposed to serve.
Right.
Arnold, thank you so much, man, for being on, and we'll do this again without a doubt.
Thank you, Jay. You're a reasonable man, and I really appreciate talking to you.
I just want to fix things, man, because I love this country, and
you.
I just want things better.
And I want people of both parties to join you and me and say, let's find a solution. Let's not just yell at each other.
I agree 100%.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Arnold.
Bye.
All right. There's Arnold Grossman. You can go to arnoldgrossman.com. And if you want to chime in on this.
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi. No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3:30:07 to 4:23:07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Sponsor only case.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Well, I believe it. 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, about my favorite place, Rocky's Autos. I've been saying this over and over again on the air. I'll say it again. You know, you buy a new car, you take an economic hit because of depreciation. So the best thing to do is to let somebody else do that, and then you try to save as much money as you can, because isn't that what buying a car is all about? And at Rocky's, you can do that because they have the largest selection of clean, used late model vehicles. We're talking cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And, man, they've even got 07s. I mean, nobody has a selection like Rocky's does. And their matching down incentive is going on right now. So you can save big bucks and also get a nice set of wheels. And they've got great people out there. I talk about them all the time. The Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato. All the folks out there, Adolf and Juan, and they're all just good people. Whoever you go out there and talk to, Johnny Mays, any of them will definitely help you out. Now, you can see their selection online at RockiesAutos.com, or you can do what I would do, which is to get out there and look at it in person. And you got to have a golf cart to get around that selection. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 tonight. And look at the weather outside. So it's a good day to go out there and do a little car shopping if that's what you need. The best place to go to get it done is at Rocky's Autos. They're just great people. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot.
That's $75 more dollars to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
1, 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. There's a lot of new information coming out on the shooter in Virginia. And we'll have it for you. And we'll also have an update from CBS. Some of the information is that they had taken this guy to a mental health facility due to a suicide possibility that he had had mental problems, which is what I talked about yesterday. And we just have to figure out a way. We have to figure out a way to come up with a reasonable plan on how to make sure people have their rights, but also make sure that we as a society are protected. I mean, police are saying that they did have contact with this guy Chow in 2005 over stalking incidents, and maybe a lot of these laws really have got to be looked at. All right, if you want to talk about this thing about guns, pro or con, however you stand, and I guess I kind of stand in the middle in that I do believe in the Second Amendment, and I do believe that there should be some controls, but I don't think that innocent people should be penalized, and I reject the idea, too, that, well, the safest way to handle this is that everybody should have firearms. You know, that's nonsense. That's absolute freaking extremist nonsense. And maybe I'm alone in this, but I get tired of all this extremism. And Arnold Grossman and I could find probably much to disagree about, even though we're in the same political party. But I found him to be a reasonable, moderate guy and willing to have a civil conversation. So I like that. And we'll definitely have him back. All right, 8:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Gina takes a look at traffic.
70 approaching Havana. We've got a wreck there involving a semi. Looks like traffic's going to be jammed for you all the way back to 225. We have a two-car crash that included a box truck blocking the ramp from westbound 70 to southbound 25. And we still have westbound 270 affected at Vasquez. We had at least one lane blocked there. Of course, southbound 25 continues to be stacked up from 136th down to 84th. That is from earlier wrecks. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, a little windy with some afternoon thunderstorms, high of 66. Right now, fair and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and NBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip to...
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, me. Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 and U.S. only. See store for details.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today, you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh, yeah. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
No, we don't have to do anything to help you with access.
Why don't you go check with the VA? They're better equipped to handle vets with your disability.
Your disability will require us to have a full-time nurse around. We're not going to do that.
Don't settle for the wrong answer. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Special toll-free number. Just call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Call now.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Gebhardt Volkswagen, Boulder's premier European auto dealer, is providing Colorado with a remarkable offer. Take advantage of Volkswagen's recent graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's G-E-B-Auto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder.
Stock number B-7261, 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. $29.99 due assignment plus tax, title, and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to, 24 months after graduation.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Warren Zevon on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Yeah. Send the lawyers guns and money. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 70. All right, we're talking about the guns and gun control and our fascination with guns and the whole thing. And let me go to Eric in Denver, who's been hanging on. Eric, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Good. Mr. Grossman's great.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good guy. I mean, I don't totally agree with him, but I think he's really, you know, a good cat, and he's rational and kind of person I like to have on the air.
Well, I agree with you, and he certainly brings up things I don't agree with, but I heard that whole kangaroo court yesterday afternoon, and he was the voice of reason. I won't get into any names, but, I mean, he handled himself very, very well. But actually, the reason that I called was in my car just about the whole day yesterday. And from the very beginning to the very end of the day, the right-wing yackers were running on this thing. They were picking out the most extreme cases of people who want to control weapons.
Well, they always do.
And I mean, just they took advantage of this horrific situation and twisted it like that. My feeling about this and the Democratic Party taking a stand, this is radioactive. It's just as radioactive to the Democrats as global warming is to the Republicans, and they have to be very, very, very careful about this. I really like the point he made about regulating magazines. I think that's something to talk about, but boy, I'll tell you, as soon as you open that up, look out, because it's going to really be a real firefight.
Well, it'll be a firefight if we allow it to be one. I think that what we have to do, at least I believe this, is we have to try to call on the angels of our better nature and not get crazy about it, and realize that take it out of the political debate and look at it this way. Okay, guns are, and I'm not talking about illegal guns. Okay, I'm talking about legal ones. Guns are a product. They're like any other product that's out there. Every product that's out there is subject to some regulation to ensure consumer safety and the safety of others. And we also have warning labels, and we have all kinds of things. So what we have to do, I believe, is we've got to come up with a workable solution that makes the majority of the country happy, ensures the rights of those who honestly want to own a firearm, and are not going to do something crazy. And we have to crack down on the trafficking of illegal guns. And we have to do something about those folks who should not have guns and then can go out and get them. Because the end result is that while this guy in Virginia bought these guns legally, If he had really wanted to, if the door had been closed to him and had he really wanted to, unfortunately, he could have gone out and gotten them illegally and used them. So we got to figure out a way to defuse this, and we got to figure out a way to put this together for everybody. And if I sound like, well, you know, he's a middle-of-the-road compromiser, no. I just think that this is so important that whipping up hysteria about it is counterproductive, such as the people that, you know, that you're talking about who make statements like, well, everybody should have a firearm and blah, blah, blah. No, not everybody should have a firearm. That's the same way as automobiles, okay? Not everybody should have a car. And we just don't freely hand out keys to cars, do we?
No.
Okay, and why don't we? Because somebody gets a hold of a car and misuses it, they'll kill somebody. And look at the case of the guy here, what, Monday? For the road rage incident? Where those two guys were killed? Should he have been behind the wheel? No. I mean, that's an example of what I'm talking about.
Well, I think I fully agree with you. And when you said you don't want to come off as a middle of the roader, I think that's how we have to come off. Listen to how bad they sounded yesterday. I mean, that was idiotic. But at the same time, the fact is that we're just never going to get the all the guns out of the society. That ship has left. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of guns in society, and we just have to, well, like you said, I have to concur with everything you said. We have to regulate it to the point where people that shouldn't have them don't have them. But boy, that's a whole new.
We got to go to people and say, look, you know, if you haven't done anything wrong, if you're a law-abiding citizen, if you haven't done a thing wrong, if you haven't gotten your firearm illegally, if you've complied with the law, we are not out to take your gun.
Right.
We just don't want firearms to fall into the hands of the wrong people. That's all we're saying. We're not saying anything more. We're not saying anything less. And we're not trying to get crazy. And we're not trying to get extreme. We just want to work it out. How can you object? How can anybody reasonably object to that position? And when you run into people who start going into overdrive about all this stuff, I think what we need to do is I think we need to say to them, stop with the hysteria, calm down, because if you don't do that, it's not going to fix anything. Let's figure out how to make it better, and let's figure out how to fix it instead of getting nuts and trying to score political points.
I agree. Do you remember what President Clinton said? He said, if anything we're doing costs anybody a day in the woods, you can throw our whole bunch out. He made a great point there. And we need that kind of discourse.
Yeah, we really do. And we need to stand up, and we need to let cooler heads prevail, and we need to have domination of the conversation by people determined to work things out instead of people who are hell-bent on extremist positions and trying to get mileage out of it. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. I have a couple comments to make about this whole gun control thing, and also, if I could, I want to tie in the Olbermann thing and the looking at this in terms of the war in Iraq. First of all, you know, a couple of the guests you've had on this morning, you know, who are pretty much want to, you know, seize this as an opportunity to immediately jump on adding more gun control legislation.
Wait a minute. I don't think anybody said that. Only Arnold Grossman has advocated that, but he wasn't acting as an extreme manner.
Well, are you talking about the gentleman from the University of Minnesota?
The gentleman from the University of Minnesota was not talking about gun control. He didn't advocate gun control at all. As a matter of fact, he said that he thought that the ship had already left the dock. I mean, that's not Ross Macmillan's position. He was talking about the circumstances in which this shooting took place, because he's been studying this topic for 20 years.
Okay, well, all right. Let me back up. One of the issues I have with Well, basically, what I wanted to say is I agree with what you just said, that the genie's out of the bottle. There's the availability of firearms in this country is so, I mean, you're not going to stop the occasional whack job like this guy by adding more laws. I just don't believe that. And you know, I would advocate us taking a look at the whole background check system, because I believe that if he went through a background check, but he had already been charged with stalking someone with
he hadn't been charged because the woman who he was stalking, she declined to press charges.
I see. Well, I guess what I'm saying, Jay, is that I would advocate us taking a look at how these people, I don't know, fall through the cracks. And I'd say Klebold and Harris, you know, also fall into this category, because they were maybe if they hadn't been prosecuted by crimes, they were in the system in some capacity, in terms of people knew that there were red flags out there as far as those two characters, and as far as this guy, you know, there were people who, you know, he'd come up on their radar screen, and yet the background check doesn't, you know, they're not.
How about this idea? If you go to buy an automobile and you go to get a loan, they run a credit check on you.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
If you have some things that are on your credit,
right,
that are questionable,
right,
then the salesperson, the dealership, will ask you for an explanation.
That's what I'm talking about.
So how about this idea? How about in background checks? If you've had recent contact with the police or with authorities,
right,
okay,
yes,
then
it's cops.
Then the powers that be have to figure out why you've had it, and you cannot get a gun until they figure that situation out. Number two, mental health.
Yes.
And the third thing, how about this? And Ross McMillan brought this up, and I think it's a very, really valid point. How about this idea? Let's teach kids, particularly young boys, you do not solve problems by turning to violence.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a biggie. And one real quick thing, I hear the music, Jay, but one little thing I want to point out. People conflate the terms automatic and semi-automatic, but he did not use automatic weapons. They were just semi-automatic weapons that are available to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Jay?
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ron.
You bet. See ya.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more calls. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Dave. A couple of problems on westbound I-70. We had a two-vehicle wreck on the ramp from westbound lanes to southbound 25 right at that corridor. And then another problem, westbound I-70 approaching Havana. Looks like a semi involved in a crash there. We have delays extending back to 225. Westbound 270 at Vasquez. Stop and go traffic there due to one lane blocked, those between Quebec and Vasquez. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies. Windy with afternoon thunderstorms. High of 66 tonight. Some evening showers, then it'll clear out. A little less windy, low of 34. Currently under fair skies, it's 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to help care for our air? Carpool or vanpool to work, and you can reduce pollution.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
His hair.
hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com. The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is dinovite.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
For its health benefits. And there are other healthy natural ingredients like real lamb or white meat chicken, whole grains, and a whole lot more. Plus, it has a taste dogs love. See the difference? Just like I did with my dog and with both of our dogs, just like Mary and I did. So if you're ready to try Purina One Natural Blends and see what a healthy natural ingredient can do for your dog, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends and see the difference for yourself. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:55, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Coming up next hour, Paul Waldman, Media Matters. We'll look at some of the ridiculous statements made by some talking heads in the media about this whole Virginia situation. Isolated thunderstorms today, high of 70. It is beautiful outside. Why, oh why, do I have to have a doctor's appointment today? Dr. Potasnik, I don't want to come in. I just want to go out and play. Let's go to Rena in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Rena, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Great show yesterday and today.
Oh, thanks.
I just wanted to say the mental health thing. Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes yesterday were both talking about it. I don't get to hear Ed Schultz as much as I used to, so I don't know if he covered the topic, but certainly Progressive Talk Radio was doing well with that subject, and I think it's the correct one. It always bothers me when you talk about these emails you get from people who say you're just not liberal enough. I'm sure they bother you. Well, maybe they don't. Hopefully they don't. You know, I used to have a pretty radical view of gun control. I graduated from high school here in 1968. I saw Robert Kennedy speak. And after he was killed, of course, that was the notorious Saturday Night Special thing. I think I and a lot of other people in my generation, you know, had some very strong ideas about gun control. And at one point, not too long ago, I had a radical notion that what we really need in this country is like a gun library, and they take everybody's guns away from them. And I'm talking the hunting weapons and everything. And, you know, when it comes hunting season, you go and check out your gun again at the gun library, and then you can go, you know, shoot a deer or elk or whatever you've got a license for. Then you have to bring the gun back.
But you don't believe that.
No, and of course it was never a practical idea. But like I say, you know, at one point in my life, that was as far as I was willing to go, as far as getting guns under control. Of course, the frightening thing now, after the last 6 years, is putting the government in charge, this government particularly, in charge of anything along those lines. But you know, I don't know. Your previous caller, the gentleman from the University of Minnesota, who was talking about guns making attacks like this more efficient, I saw Carolyn McCarthy this morning, Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed in that subway incident about 12, 14 years ago in New York, and she was talking about limiting the size of these magazines, that used to be something that was in the assault weapons ban.
Well, you know, I think we can get into all of that, and I think that's all reasonable. I think most people would go for that. Listen, I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get news, and then I got Paul Waldman coming on. Rena, thank you. Call me again.
You bet, Jay. Thank you.
All right. Paul Waldman, Media Matters, coming up next. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Announcing a special automotive marketing test for Denver, Colorado. This special Denver market test is for consumers who are tired of misleading car ads that often include confusing, virtually impossible discounts and financing requirements. For 72 hours only, Lithia Motors, the largest retailer of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products in the entire Rocky Mountain region, is going to be selling brand new vehicles at deeply discounted prices that all consumers will qualify for. Because of our special national purchase of vehicles, you can buy new PT Cruisers at $11,999, brand new Dodge Caravans $13,499, and Jeep Grand Cherokees at $21,999. And not just one, but several of these prices. All other models at prices too low to advertise on the radio. For 72 hours only. Thursday noon to 9. Friday noon to 9. And Saturday 9 to 9. This Denver market test is only available at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana and Parker. And Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana at Alameda. These deeply discounted prices start tomorrow at noon. For two vehicles per household, no dealers or wholesalers. Buyers must be residents of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, or Kansas.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington, where abortion opponents have just won a major victory. By a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court upholds the federal ban on certain controversial late-term abortions, what opponents call partial birth abortions. The vast majority of abortions aren't affected, but for Ann Scheidler at the Pro-Life Action League, it's still a big deal.
It may be more rare than other types of abortion, but there are still several thousand a year. I believe one of the doctors who does it estimated there were something like 6,000 or 7,000 of these a year. That's 6,000 or 7,000 human beings.
Abortion rights advocates such as Kate Michaelman at NARAL are concerned this conservative court will someday go after Roe versus Wade.
This decision not only threatens women's health and the practice of medicine and the privacy of the doctor-patient relationship, it threatens the fundamental dignity of women.
Justice Clarence Thomas writes Roe v. Wade has, quote, no basis in the Constitution. I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Now here's Nick Young.
It's been an especially bloody day in Iraq.
A series of bombings around Baghdad has killed at least 157 people and left scores more wounded. The deadliest of the attacks came near a Shiite market. CBS News correspondent Martin Seemungal has more from the capital.
Many people see this as an attempt by the insurgents to whip up sectarian tensions in the Shiite community in particular, so that they provoking them perhaps to strike back against the minority Sunnis and provoke an all-out sectarian war.
In a few hours, the contentious issue of war funding and a timetable for a U.S. withdrawal will be in the spotlight as President Bush sits down with top congressional Democrats. The president addressed the humanitarian crisis in Darfur a short time ago. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president threatened sanctions and other actions to stop what he describes as the evil.
Genocide is the only word for what is happening in Darfur. We have a moral obligation to stop it.
Mr. Bush warns of Sudan's last chance to avoid sanctions by allowing a full peacekeeping force into Darfur. Speaking at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, Mr. Bush accused the Sudanese of pursuing a pattern of destruction. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
New details are emerging about the background of the student who killed 32 people on the Virginia Tech campus. Monday before taking his own life. Campus Police Chief Wendell Flincham says Seung Hyo Cho was involved in stalking allegations about a year and a half ago.
The student notified the Virginia Tech Police Department and officers responded. The student declined to press charges and referred to Cho's contact with her as annoying.
Teachers and students say they were alarmed by some of the writing Cho presented as classwork. Sarah Stevens was in a playwriting class with him and says when the time came to critique each other's work,
he made me so nervous that the only thing that I could give him as a remark was that I thought his language was too graphic.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points this morning. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Awful night.
Beth?
My erosive acid reflux.
Haven't you heard of Protonix, pantoprazole sodium?
What?
Protonix. One daily tablet helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep, even helped repair acid reflux damage. Plus, I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan.
Right. Gotta go.
Where?
To see my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 866-794-ACID to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A University of Colorado junior has been arrested and suspended from school after allegedly making comments that sounded sympathetic to the Virginia Tech gunman. Police arrested CU Boulder student Max Carson on suspicion of interfering with staff, faculty, or students yesterday. CU police say Carson made comments about understanding how somebody could kill 32 people during one of his classes. Carson's father says he thinks his son's remarks have been misinterpreted. Carson's expected to appear in a Boulder County courtroom this afternoon. If you're having problems with your BlackBerry this morning, you're not alone.
We are currently experiencing a service interruption that is causing delays in sending or receiving messages. We apologize for the inconvenience and will provide updates as soon as they become available.
Still no word on what the problem is or the extent of the system failure. The problem started last night. The company serves about 8 million subscribers, adding a million in the last quarter alone. And no serious injuries reported after an overnight buildup of poisonous carbon monoxide at the Denver Children's Home. Fire officials say 8 kids and 1 adult had to be taken to nearby hospitals early today after they became ill. That building has now been ventilated and declared safe. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. One of our last freeway hotspots, stop-and-go traffic westbound 270 between Vasquez and Quebec. That was from an earlier wreck. Still shaking loose southbound 25 from 136 to 84th, again from earlier problems along that stretch. Northbound 25, very sluggish now through the bridges, usually as it is this time of the morning, and we still have some cleanup along 285 east of Aspen Park from an earlier wreck.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Good morning, 9077, it's after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 70, and it's good to have you along here. Where's my notes? Oh, here we go. It's our weekly Media Misinformation Report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. He's the author of many books, including his latest, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success, and I love having him on. Paul, good morning. Good to have you on.
It's good to be with you, Jay.
And I have to say the Blackberries are now working again, which means I can harass you with repeated emails.
All right.
With observations and questions.
I eagerly await it.
Okay. And the other thing I want to do before we get started is I want to thank you and I want to thank Media Matters because had it not been for you guys, I never would have realized that if you're not careful, you can be tricked by the media. Now, I'm not going to name names here, but I am going to tell you that this is what happened to me. I have been invited to do, and probably after I say this, I probably will get uninvited, but I had been invited to do a television appearance about the IMUS controversy. And what was going to happen was it was going to be me and three conservatives.
You can take on three, can't you, Jay?
And because I have learned through Media Matters what this is all about, I said, oh, okay, nice trick, but I'm hip to this. Either you put some other people on or I'm not going to do it. Because it is going to be three against one plus a host who I have no idea, a moderator or a host who I have no idea where they stand. So it was because of Media Matters. Media Matters teaches us that this is a traditional trick that the media plays. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, you are, and that's the situation on a lot. I've had that same experience of being on the radio or on television, where you're mashed up with sometimes two conservatives. A couple times it's happened that I have been outgunned 3-1. And it's just impossible to get in the word in edgewise when that's the situation. But you don't see very often three liberals matched up against one conservative. That's incredibly rare.
No, you never do. And I don't intend to go down there and get into a shouting match with anybody. All right, let's get into this. First of all, you know the big story is the Virginia Tech shootings. And I can't believe this. I really can't believe this. Debbie Shushel, suspected VA Tech shooter, might be PACI, part of terrorist attack. Where is this woman coming from?
Well, maybe not this planet. But she's somebody, Debbie Shushel is somebody who is, you know, a pundit who's often called upon to comment on these kind of events. And she wrote on her website that you know, sort of speculating on who we might scapegoat for this, and immediately tried to imply that there was something involved in, you know, it might have something to do with terrorism and that maybe this was part of a coordinated terrorist attack and maybe it was a quote-unquote PACI who did it. When some of the early reports came out that said that it was just a young Asian male. I think that's what happens often in these kind of situations is people immediately leap to see if there's any way that they can fit this into their political agenda. And, you know, obviously we're now having a discussion about gun control. It seems to me as though at the moment anyway, you know, it's not the liberals are immune from this, but it seems at the moment anyway that it's the gun rights advocates who are doing the most, more than anyone else, are talking the loudest about how this means we need to arm everybody. And, you know, if every student had a gun, then it wouldn't have happened and things like that. I mean, it's true that there are some gun control advocates who are speaking out about it too. But they seem to be talking the loudest. And so, you know, whenever a tragedy like this happens, it's almost inevitable that you find people who are going to try to sort of twist it to their ends. And in some cases, it becomes pretty distasteful.
Yeah, it's weird how all of the people on the right, all the right-wing chattering classes have now all fallen in line and have adopted the same reasoning as a way out to try to stop the tragedy that happened in Virginia by shopping this idea that, well, we all ought to carry weapons.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that they've been arguing for a long time, is if we have a society where everyone is packing heat, then everyone will be in this sort of constant state of fear, and then, you know, no one will look at anyone cross-eyed because you might get shot. It seems much more likely that if everyone is carrying weapons, that people are going to be settling their disputes with them. But you know, that's their agenda, and they just see this as a more opportunity to try to advocate for it.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to do. You know, I really do. I want to get into a firefight with somebody in Cherry Creek over a parking place. Because that's what you'll end up having. Right?
I'm not going to disagree with you there, Jay.
That's my spot. No, that's my spot. Okay, here. You know, one guy pulls out. I mean, okay, that's exactly what we want. All right, so they're going to continue down that road, beating that drum, and you're right about that too. The other attack they're using is, well, you're using this as a reason to politicize it. I mean, that's another one of their attacks, and that leads me to this one. Ignoring McCain and the White House, the LA Times claimed gun rights advocates generally keep their heads down following the Virginia Tech shooting. That's not true.
Yeah, and I think that their reporters have sort of been out looking, and one of the things that's been happening is they've been trying to characterize how the presidential candidates have been talking about this. And the Los Angeles Times said their basic storyline is that the liberals are kind of running scared when it comes to gun control. And the fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of Americans thinks that we ought to have stricter gun laws, and even a lot of gun owners think that too. You know, that one of the things that the NRA has successfully done is convinced everyone that every person who has a rifle in their house is, you know, thinks that everyone should be able to own bazookas and anti-tank weapons. And the fact is that they are a relatively small but extremely agitated and vocal band of extremists on this issue. And most Americans happen to think that the gun laws aren't strict enough. But you have this storyline that liberals are kind of running scared when it comes to guns. Now, it's not that there's no truth to that, because the NRA is very powerful and well-organized and politically skilled, and they do go after people who they see as their opponents. But we have this storyline that, you know, that when it comes to this issue, the politicians are, you know, despite whatever the advocates might be saying, that the politicians on the gun control side are kind of frightened and don't want to talk about it. And in this case, with the LA Times, they seem to be saying that the gun rights advocates were sort of, you know, just being gracious and not selling things. But the fact is that, you know, the White House did use this as an opportunity to talk about the Second Amendment, and so did John McCain, who obviously is working very hard these days to convince conservatives that he's one of them, and this was a way for him to do that. So he has used this as an opportunity to talk about the importance of the Second Amendment. One person who I haven't heard speak about it is Mitt Romney, because we know he has his own problems with guns and his own statements about hunting varmints.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if his campaign has issued a response or not. But the fact is, you know, I don't know that I've seen any Democratic presidential contenders who have tried to use this as some sort of excuse to advocate for their position. But it certainly is the case that McCain has said something about it, and You know, now one of the things that people are looking out for is what Rudy Giuliani is going to be saying, because he is someone who has long been an advocate of gun control, and obviously that doesn't go over too well in the Republican primaries, and so now he seems to be kind of trying to find some way, as he is on a number of issues, to not look like he's flip-flopping and at the same time convince the Republican primary voters that he's one of them. It's a tricky thing to accomplish. I don't think he's managed to do it yet.
Yeah, he hasn't said much. I noticed that both he and Mitt Romney have been basically quiet about this. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Senior Fellow of Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. Go to mediamatters.org. It's well worth checking out. All right, let's leave the Virginia Tech thing here for a minute and get on to some other stuff. There's a huge public campaign. There's a huge public battle here for hearts and minds over funding for the war. Go into some of the myths and falsehoods about the congressional war spending bills.
Well, this is something that we do occasionally when there's a big important issue that's in the news for an extended period of time. We gather what we call a myths and falsehoods item and put up some of the big myths that have been going around. And obviously this is something that's coming to a head here. Both houses of Congress have passed bills funding the war, but insisting that we start to think about getting out and setting some deadlines relatively far off in the future. President Bush says he's not going to sign anything that has any sort of strings attached to it. But in the process, the Republicans are making a whole series of arguments that are basically false and that are getting repeated a lot in the media. So just to rattle off a few of them, they are arguing that this is you know, an unusually long time that Congress is taking since President Bush actually requested that he get this emergency funding. And, you know, you see the White House coming out and saying it's day 70 since President Bush requested the funding for the troops. And the fact of the matter is that's just not true. It's not an unusually long time. When the Republicans were in control of Congress, they took a lot longer than the Democrats have taken right now. And they're probably going to in relatively short order, pass a bill that through both houses that will then go up for the president, which he's threatened to veto. Another one is that, you know, people have talked about how there's some pork in this bill and that this is so terrible that Democrats are trying to, you know, attach these unrelated items to this war funding bill. But the fact of the matter is that every single war funding bill that's been passed during the Republican Congress has also contained unrelated projects. So that's just kind of par for the course. But, you know, there may be the biggest one may be the biggest myth may be that somehow the Democrats are cutting off funding for the troops, and we're seeing the Republicans saying this over and over again, that they're going to, you know, and even people in the media are repeating it, that Democrats are going to leave them high and dry, that they're going to, you know, cut off the troops. But the fact is that Democrats have passed bills in both houses funding the troops. If anybody's cutting off the funding, it's Bush, because he is the one who's threatening to veto it. You know, and in the same vein, you know, Bush has come out and said that, oh, you know, and it's irresponsible of the Democrats to do this, because if we don't get the funding, then we're going to start extending the troops' tours, and they're not going to come home as quickly as they thought they would. But then what happened was it turned out that the White House was extending the tours, and now everyone in the Army is going to be spending 15 months instead of 12 months there, and they've extended their tours a number of times before. So all of these things that the White House and the Republicans in Congress are accusing Democrats of doing with this bill are things that they themselves are doing right now or have done in the past.
Boy, how do you get into the heads of these people? You know, they're... Well, you just can't figure out where they're coming from. You just can't get into their heads. I mean, they're willing to say just about anything. Here's another one. CBS's Schaefer let Cheney falsely claim Reid is talking about Harry Reid adamantly opposed to any funding for the troops. Now that's a flat out lie.
Absolutely, it's that same thing that when Democrats are passing this bill that contains provisions saying we should start to draw down and begin to set some deadlines. They turn around and say, "Oh, you're cutting off funding for the troops," and you know Cheney is not exactly a reliable source of information. But even when we shouldn't get so used to him lying that we should just stop even noticing. And when he goes on Face the Nation as he did and says that kind of thing, which is just it's simply a lie, and that's a strong word, but we can use it since it's utterly false. When he says that the Senate Democratic leader is opposed to funding the troops, it's the responsibility of the journalist, in this case Bob Schieffer of CBS, to say, hold on a second, that's not true. Because, you know, Bob Schieffer's not dumb. He knows that's not true. And I think that there's a point at which kind of deference and respect to someone in high office bleeds over into allowing them to deceive your viewers. And, you know, if you feel that you have a responsibility to the public to give them the truth, that means that when somebody comes on your show and just lies, you really have to point it out. But in this case, Schieffer didn't do it.
Yeah, and that happens quite often. All right, let me hit on two other things real quick. You've got a number of incidents here listed about the IMUS matter. I just want to run one thing by you, which I find to be absolutely incredible. You know, in all the years that I've done this, and I've been in talk radio 18, and I've been watching politics all my life, and I've been in broadcasting 30-plus years, I always remember that the right wing and conservatives are always behind the following things: shutting down art exhibits that they find offensive, getting books out of libraries, talking about censoring films, burning of the American flag. I mean, all of these issues, they're always, always, always there. And they also have a tendency to favorite business and big business and corporate America over individual rights. So then we get Don Imus gets in trouble. Now suddenly they're all running around and they're all screaming his free speech is being stifled. And this is a terrible tragedy and it threatens all of us and blah, 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 and on and on and on with all of this stuff. But you know something? They'd be the first to stop free speech and support Supreme Court decisions about free speech in the workplace. They'd be the first to back that up. That's number one. And number two, they have a long, heavy history of censorship, and now all of a sudden they become libertarians overnight and First Amendment advocates. Isn't that hypocritical?
It absolutely is, and I think what's happening is they're looking over their shoulders, and some of these guys who engage in the kinds of things that Imus did are now feeling threatened. You know, it's a pretty good gig when you're somebody like, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage, and you say these outrageous things every day on the radio, and nobody apart from your audience really notices, and so you don't get in trouble for it. But what happened with Imus was, you know, he had been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, and he probably thought that everyone was cool with it because he never got in too much trouble before. And this time he finally had to pay the piper. And I think that a lot of these other radio hosts are really angry about this because they see the same thing potentially happening to them. You know, and if that means that they're going to stop making racist jokes and sexist jokes, well, you know, I think that America will be the better for it. But they do seem to be nervous. And one of the things we also see is that they're spinning out these conspiracy theories, you know, especially when they talk about Media Matters and the fact that we were the first ones to bring this, the Imus case, to the public's attention. You know, we've heard in the last couple of days Limbaugh and Michael Savage and some other people start to talk about how Media Matters is funded by George Soros, and we're getting, you know, this is all at the behest of Hillary Clinton, and that's where the conspiracy is. You know, the Soros connection is interesting because the fact is that Media Matters has never gotten any money from George Soros. We don't have anything against him. We'd be happy if he gave us a contribution, but he just hasn't. But he's the sort of central figure in the conservative conspiracy theories because, you know, he's this wealthy guy who funds Democratic and liberal causes. And so they have these kind of elaborate conspiracy theories that always come back to George Soros. So it must be, as far as they're concerned, that Media Matters is doing this with his money and at Hillary Clinton's instruction. And that's the explanation that a lot of them came up with. That, oh, you know, I must have been critical of Hillary, so he had to be taken down.
Yeah.
And it's this the ability of these sort of fevered minds to come up with these conspiracy theories is really remarkable.
It is. It's nuts. And George Soros is not funding Media Matters. I am, and I admit to it. I get money regularly. Okay, last one. You don't have to make a comment on this. I just want to point it out to people. Townhall.com, which is a neoconservative pile of crap website, cartoon shows Bin Laden wearing Obama 2008 button. That's how desperate these folks really are. That's an outright smear. You know, I mean, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And I think people should just go to MediaMatters.org and start taking these folks to task. Paul, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure as always, Jay.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
All right. That's Paul Waldman for Media Matters. We're going to open phones now, 303.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Is just full of good people who do and try to do the right thing, because that's what Rockies is all about, is making you happy and doing the right thing. So one of these days, hopefully, I'll run into you out there at Rockies. So go on out there and check out the selection. Check them out online. Never hurts to go look. And who knows, you may find exactly what you're looking for, and I'm kind of confident that you will. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you talk about good people being out at Rockies. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
minutes after the hour. I publicly apologize to John Turk. I was not screaming at you, John. But I'm mad about something. Somebody inside, internally in the building, said about me. Nice to know you work with people who respect your ability, your talent, and the fact that you've been on the planet 54 years, as opposed to other people who have been here 10 minutes. Do you accept my apology, John? Ladies and gentlemen, after this break is over with, we'll be playing Widespread Panic at the request of Jay Marvin to make John Turk happy. And then if John Turk doesn't cooperate, I'll go in there and beat the crap. No, I'm just kidding. No, John, I was just yelling because I was mad. You just happened to be sitting here when it happened. It was not directed directly. It was not directed directly at you. It was directed at Gina. Get Gina on here right now. I want to talk to her.
What? Wait a minute. And I was just getting ready to offer to go pummel whoever hurt your feelings.
I was just kidding with you.
Okay.
You never make me mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know what I want to talk about before we forget about this, and then we'll go do traffic and I'll take calls.
Okay.
Because I've got a number of people who have said they're going to join us, and I want to remind people about this. I'm now over 100 pounds down. I'm 101 pounds down. And if you want to find out the truth about gastric bypass, and you want to find out the truth about lap band, join myself, join Gina, join her husband, Paul, and other listeners at Dr. Michael Snyder's seminar this Saturday. That's Denver Bariatrics. He's not selling anything. We're not going to arm twist you. But this is a chance for you to find out what this is about if you have somebody who you think in your family or yourself you qualify. And I want everybody to be aware of this. And I keep bugging Dr. Snyder to come on here, but he's an extremely busy guy, so I haven't got an answer yet. So what you have to do to go is you got to call Denver Bariatrics. And I don't have the phone number, but you'll have to get it. And I've got a website. It's Denver Bariatrics. Call up, make an appointment to go to the seminar. You're just going to find out information, and it's just a first step. If you decide after that you don't want to do it, no one is going to, like, force you to. You can run away screaming into the morning and no one will care. But if you're interested, this is a chance to find out everything you want to know. You can ask any questions you want. And other people who have been through it, like myself and others, they'll share that experience. And it's coming up this Saturday, April the 21st. But you got to call and you got to give them your name so they know who to expect because it gets packed. So don't let fear hold you back. That's Denver Bariatrics. Call and find out. I'm not getting paid to say this, and neither is Gina. Nobody else is. We're just doing it because it's a public service. Because I believe in this. Right, Gina?
Right. Okay. We're excited.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to hanging out with you for a couple hours. So.
Yeah. So we'll have a good time. Or maybe we won't. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. Okay, what's the traffic look like?
Well, here in the city, still a little busy downtown. You can expect that southbound 25, I-70 to Spear, as usual. We had a cleanup outside the city. 285 at Hillview, that's east of Aspen Park. We had a pretty bad wreck there. No change in the situation affecting westbound I-76 out on the plains. We had this first thing this morning. Westbound lanes are still closed at exit 102. They are cleaning up a big hazardous material spill there. That's east of Brush. Looks like it could be there for a while longer. Weather today, mostly sunny, windy, with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 66. Tonight, some evening showers. Then it's... Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Now, Michael's AM760 Progressive Talk. Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
AAA keeps members on the go. You're covered as a driver or a passenger in any car, on the road, on vacation, or... At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
760 Progressive Talk KKZN.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The kind of vehicle you drive on the air, but driving the kind of vehicle you drive and listening to this kind of music, you're definitely a contact. You're definitely going to get profiled. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you don't have to leave much of the imagination there for them to guess what I'm driving.
Well, I'm not going to describe. You know, describing somebody's vehicle on the air is taboo, and I've told you that story about the guy, who I worked with who went into great detail about the kind of car he drove and then found out he had four flat tires. That's why you got to be careful about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to know what I'm driving.
Yeah, that's a smart. But what do you mean they already know? They don't already know.
I talked about it on the air a couple weeks ago, what I was looking for.
Well, that doesn't mean you necessarily got it.
I didn't. I'm driving around a little 1972 Ford Pinot, so watch out for me on the highway. Don't run into me. I'll explode.
Yeah, that's right. Hit the basket, back of the gas tank. All right, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. In the high today is going to be 70 isolated thunderstorms. And anything that you want to talk about, if you want to talk about the Virginia shooting or you want to go somewhere else, you want to get into something else, that's okay, too. It doesn't really make any difference. Let me go to George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I like your take on preventative intervention or counseling or mental health. However, I would just be a little bit concerned about putting too much stigma on the mentally ill.
What do you mean putting too much stigma on the mentally ill?
Well, I mean, when you commit a crime, especially murder, I think that actually goes beyond mental illness. I don't think people commit crime as a function of mental illness. They commit crime, and it's just something that they do, even if they're mentally ill, like this kid was.
Well, hold a second. People commit murder for various reasons. Most sane and rational people do not commit murder, but everybody is incapable of acting irrationally or insanely. It just depends on the degree. But when you go and you plan something out, and then you go and you kill 31 people, if that's not a sign of mental illness, if that's not a sign, then can you describe to me what a sign of mental illness would be? What would you call that? They're just inherently evil?
Well, that's an emotional syndrome.
Well, emotional is mental. What's the difference?
But just because somebody's psychotic, or just because somebody is tremendously delusional, or just because somebody is schizophrenic, doesn't mean that they're going to go murder people. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, that's, you know what? I never said that, and nobody is saying that. But it's a part. George, pull your head out of your you know what. What I'm saying here is
what do you mean, pull my head out of my you
exactly
know what?
That's exactly what I just said.
Hey, I'm just trying to clarify something, Jay. You don't need to put that kind of stigma on me. What's your trip?
Oh. Kind of stigma on you? What's my trip?
Yeah, right.
My trip is this.
Now, what if I would have told you that? Would you have hung up on me?
I'm not hanging up on you.
For being too insulting?
No, I'm not hanging up on you.
Well, come on. I mean, I know your tricks.
Oh, now you know my tricks.
I mean, I'm just guessing, all right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. But I've seen them from other right-wing talk show hosts.
Now you're going to compare me to other right-wing talk show hosts.
I didn't mean to say other, like as if you're a right-wing talk show host, but I've gotten that kind of treatment from top right-wing talk show hosts.
Well, are you getting that kind of treatment from me?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking about.
Have I hung up on you yet?
No.
Okay,
no.
Are we talking?
All right, well, let's be fair with each other.
I am being fair. Hold on a minute. I am being fair. If you don't want to describe that kind of activity as being mental illness, what would you describe it as being? There are varying degrees.
I'm not saying it's not mental illness, but I'm just saying that I don't want to put a stigma on mental illness, i.e. psychosis or depression.
Who's ever said that?
I'm not accusing you of anything, Jay. Why are you trying to put words in my mouth?
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm trying to get from you a clarification.
I'd love to give it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
That is an intense behavior. You're absolutely right. That is an intense emotional syndrome. You're absolutely right about that. This kid was obviously very delusional. I'm not sure what his diagnosis would be, but he was obviously delusional. And our society missed an awful lot of signs from this kid that it's too bad we didn't react to that in the appropriate way, that who knows, maybe we could have possibly prevented this thing. I mean, who knows? I mean, there's no absolute guarantees, but I wish we lived in a society that was a little more sensitive to these kinds of things and that, we could steer in the direction of preventative intervention. That would be worth its weight in gold, like the old saying goes. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I would subscribe to that in a heartbeat. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. On the other hand, however, we live in a very callous, very, very authoritative, arbitrary society that tends to be rather arbitrary and unilateral, quote unquote. Not trying to cast any stigma against George Bush, mind you, but yet, I mean, how many people try to emulate or what do they try to emulate? But now here, you know, now he's paying a lot of attention to the school, which is good. But will he pay enough attention to getting some counseling out there like you're advocating, which I salute you for? You know, but that's a task. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered in this. And like your guest from Media Matters, or maybe it was the other guy, said, well, geez, I mean, what kind of reaction did we get for Katrina? You know, we're in dire need of Homeland Security. Yeah, will we get it? I thank you for giving this some attention. I think it really deserves it, dearly deserves it. And, you know, so, I mean, that's the direction I would like to see things go in.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Call anytime. Thanks. Have
a
good day.
Sure. Bye.
Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, we have a new accident that's going to affect you coming in from the west side on I-70. Eastbound between Federal and Pecos, got an accident blocking most of the highway right now. They did have one car blocking that left inside shoulder. Looks like they got it over the right shoulder. Two lanes are getting through there, but it's going to be pretty slow for a little bit till they get that straightened out. Just got police and emergency vehicles on scene. Again, eastbound I-70 between Federal and Pecos, got delays there. Otherwise, rest of the highways around town in good shape, but still that closure out on the plains. On I-76, just east of Brush on the westbound side, that's shut down at Highway 1 at exit 102. Weather forecast, mostly sunny and windy. A thundershower possible this afternoon, high in the upper 60s. Tonight's low 34, and then sunny and cool tomorrow, mid-50s for a high. Right now it's 57 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for, and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
House payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store. The guaranteed pros.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business.
In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tomorrow. Let's just play all Grateful Dead and Widespread Panic all morning tomorrow morning. You want to do that? Now, why would we do that? Because you're not supposed to do it. That's one of the reasons why you do things. A little Neil Young here, a little Neil Young redone by Panic. John's got a contact high. High today, 70. Isolated thunderstorms. 9:51. 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. All right, let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I just want to quickly rebut first off and then move on to something else. The gentleman who was saying that people who are mentally ill don't commit crimes. From personal experience, my brother took his own life with a handgun.
I'm sorry.
One.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a while ago, and it was hard. So I know what in some ways what some of the people are going through. You know, when someone's close to you and you lose someone to handgun violence. But he was 21 and obtained the weapon legally. And he had bipolar disorder. So, you know, I agree with your statements about, you know, that this is a mental health issue. The person, as far as I can see, you know, because I studied psychology, you know, in college as part of, as a result of, you know, the trauma that I suffered as a survivor. I wanted to understand why and, you know, get some answers about it. And I discovered that, you know, mental illness is a real serious problem and that people who have mental problems, chemical imbalances in their brain, can and do often commit criminal acts. That isn't to say that there should be some stigma towards them. Quite the contrary.
Now, you know, and that's the whole thing, what I wanted to get across to him was, I'm not trying to stigmatize anything.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to get us to talk about it.
Exactly.
And to try to get it out in the open.
Right.
And to examine the fact.
Talk about it.
Yeah, just examine
it. The more
it's
hidden under the rug, and the more we're going to have kind of things like this, you know. I think that there should be more openness, in fact, among teachers, faculty, students, especially in that setting. And I'm not just limiting to the, you know, to the school setting, but definitely in the early 20s, this is when schizophrenia, flat affect, you know, sociopathic behavior, derangement, a whole host of, you know, medical issues. This is when your personality is formed. You're supposed to get out there in the world on your own, and some people just can't. They just don't know how to make that next step. And this was one of them. He was a senior. You know, he's upset. Who knows what his real issues were? Maybe he was severely abused as a child. That's one of the things that causes mental illness, when children, you know, at a very young age are just beaten up or tortured. You know,
yeah. And well, that's very true.
Everyone we know knows someone that has some mental illness. But if they're in a school setting, I don't know about profiling or whatever, but maybe there's some way of, you know, faculty, maybe there's some solution where we can have faculty say, look, this paper was submitted to me. I want to submit it to the police. I think it's serious. Yeah, maybe it's a screenplay about, you know, something that isn't about anything, but let's have the authorities talk to him.
Well, she did. One of the professors.
Let's do a background check.
One of the professors did do that, but I think one of the things here is that we don't talk about this stuff, so we don't we don't at times pick up on what people are up to or what warning signs or red flags that they may send, not only to the people who either they work with or they go to school with, but also, too, to their families. And then what ends up happening is you always read and hear about this in the media. And what you always hear is, well, in retrospect, had I known. You know, hindsight is 20/20, had I known. And I think we're all guilty of that. But I think that the more we talk about this stuff, well, and the more we get it out in the open.
About this guy was known.
Well, yeah. But the more you get it out in the open, the more you talk about it, the more people can realize it, the more there's a chance that something can be done, mm-hmm. which the opposed to the other alternative, which is ignorance, silence, and nothing being done.
Yeah. Certainly in my family's situation, there were signs. It wasn't, you know, it was a shock, but it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, you know, someone shot him as opposed to he shot himself. That didn't occur to us. We knew that this was, you know, self-generated violence.
Did your brother go through any kind of treatment, or would he not?
No, I mean, not a lot. Back in 81, not a lot of was known about treatments involving lithium.
Yeah, that's true.
frankly, you know, this was just at the stage that, you know, Ronald Reagan and that administration was releasing a lot of people into the public who were institutionalized.
Yeah, I got a conservative guy who's he's really a nice guy, but he sent me this email about how, you know, Ronald Reagan defunded all of that and because it was not a program that wasn't working. And I sent him an email back and said, look, you know, if a program doesn't work, there's nothing wrong with changing it. But when it comes to something as vital as this, you don't defund it. You don't just pull the plug on it and give it up
exactly.
with no other alternative. And mm-hmm. and you know what, Christian, I'm sorry about your brother. I really am. And I'm sorry about what happened to him. And I think your call points out that we just need to get very, very serious about this. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right, see ya. All right, that's it for this morning, and it's too bad about his brother. All right, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and maybe the thunderstorms will stay away so we can get out and enjoy the day. You know what? Walk away from work. Tell them you're sick. Go play hooky. I encourage it.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progress.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1/107.